Then it says the Maimer, Hosila Ter, the Maimer, and his name also came on. He would take a piece. Did we learn a little book? No. They said yes, and the Rosh said no, and you didn't say Shmoneh Esrei. Then he said with the prophets later. So at least he said the Shmoneh Esrei of Leil Shabbos on Friday afternoon after Pragamim. Rabbi Yoshi Amaske, Shomosai Shabbos, because Rabbi Yoshi used to daven once in a long while. He would daven Meirev of Motsai Shabbos with Atachan Antonu, Shabbos late in the afternoon, right after Pragamim. So he said that this is only allowed the Shabbos Chag. The daven Moshomotsoi Shabbos, the Shabbos late in the afternoon. Why? So we said why. Everybody said why. But it's forbidden to daven Tfilah called the Shabbos. Then it's very schwer. How was he allowed to do it? So he said, "But the Shabbos are kagod. We had no prayer. We had to go with by this Moshomotsoi Shabbos. We had no prayer. So he daven Shol called Tfilah called the Shabbos late in the afternoon. So he gave a different time because it's a mitzvah lahesed mechol al kodesh." So Daven Meirah is in the last hour and a quarter of the day, which I have to ask on Antonio. But he is still forbidden to do Malach, and still takes the Chagam. If I want, I'll be made to Mechayel on HaKadosh later. So what is going to say to Nisimah? Nisimah will have to Mechayel on HaKadosh. Right, so we said the Pshad, that's what they said, L'chorah from Tesis, it's Tlachet HaKadosh. What did they say? That's what they said, L'chorah from Tesis, you see a Kiddush, that if a person, let's say, it's Matzoi Shabbos, and the person daven Meirev and he says Atachan Antonu, and he has a mind, he doesn't want a Hakop Shabbos. He wants to travel to Sefer Shabbos another 2 hours. So from this case, it sounds like they hold that that's impossible. But once you said Atachan Antonu, it doesn't Hakop Shabbos. If it's still in the middle of Shabbos, then it's only Shabbos and Sefer Shabbos. Yes. But as soon as Shabbos is over, the Heinem and Sefer Shabbos is done, it prevents you from being right. That's what it sounds like from this. Something would be yoicer, yeah, why not? I mean, late on Shabbos after the Zohar, and daven at Tfilah Shabbos, say, after Echad again, the same night, the same
Kubur. The Zohar says,
The Brach is Amriak is Luzer, but Shad is on Shabbos, that constitutes the Shemana Esrei. But if he daven Meirev early, the last hour and a quarter on Shabbos afternoon, it won't be so bad if he would say Atta Echa. I don't know. I ain't follow this for sure. Okay, so the Gemara quotes that we can look at. We discussed already. To daven Shomotoy Shabbos b'Shabbos, Tosfos says no on the Shabbos, that's Chagoro, but the Chinam can not be written, you're not allowed to. What about the daven shall Rav Torah shall Shabbos there? Shabbos, what about the daven? That was, Tosfos doesn't say that that's on the Shabbos, that's Chagoro. We do it all the time. In the summertime, we want to have a more comfortable evening on Friday night. So we saw the Goyim, the Rav Yoh quotes from the Goyim, but that's also only b'Shabbos, that's Chagoro. Well, b'Shabbos, that's Chagoro, you shouldn't do that either because it's Simcha. But that's in Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote that. They just quote the way Tosfos. So is this Makapal for Sefer Shabbos?
He has a
brief on Sunday morning, and he has to travel a long, that long distance, and he wants to leave the first second after Shabbat is
over.
That's what we discussed. That's Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos. We mentioned the Tzad quote in the name of the Levush, that the whole concept of Sefer Shabbos is based on a Din Neder. Hatkadekat, the Rebbe Kivega, and that Tzad quote in the name of the same Levush, that it's Nitzvah and Hataras and Dorm. If the person was in Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos early, and then if he decides he made a mistake, that he's getting into big trouble and he's losing a lot of money now, we can make a Hataras and Dorm, like they test Hachar, like they Chalot and Mekor. Now I'm doing the first after shot. He's gone on the earth. The Boshim shot is not like the Tzal business. Boshim shot is the first after shot. There's different things. The first after shot is, you have been in Antara, you have been born, whatever. There's a Pashto thing, but it's not based on a Din Neder. That's why we discussed the issue. Some of the dice in the Lashon HaMishnah Berurah, because Mishnah Berurah has no sources. It's just right under the Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos. You should in the Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos like there, Amir of the Tzal. The Sama Amadaik, what he meant to say was, you need to ask the people, because since Kabbalah says that Shabbos is in Neder, and Neder Shnei Tadim, Neder Shkis Yishol, about it, because Sama Yachav Dibur. And others thought, that's what meant, she thought that was very, not, this topic, he said, what in the world does it have to do with Neder? He didn't think some of which was right. And the person is, Noye Gifta Malacha, he sits in Shul, with his big day Shabbos on, his mother said, he's singing Shira Shirin. He has a mind not to do Malacha, so that's the time to have the Shabbos. By Nihu, either by stating, or by Nihu, by one or the other. Why should it have to be the pet?
One doesn't preclude the other.
I do it either way. In which they've actually
the movement there, maybe you're adding on that the Yeah,
but to say that you include that can have the other, that's how some want to be in the diet of Mishnah Berurah like that. It's hard to be in the diet of Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not written, was never intended to be written with such dichotomous behavior. It's not like the Rambam Kloshen or Rashi Kloshen. Mishnah Berurah just writes. It didn't mean that you should read every single syllable in every single letter. Just because he wrote that, I'm a clever, I'm a mirror of the pair, it doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't quote any Maramakim for that. He says such a Chidish Nifla with no Maramakim, but it's a little too much. He would have written that if he would have. Pashto says he can. Shana? Pashto says he can. Yeah. He has to say it. That's it. He's not going to do Malach anymore. So the Pashto says that. That's Kabbalah for Sefer Shan. Just as heavy malachas, you're not permitted to do, even after Atachanatah, you're not permitted to do heavy malachas until after, let's say, to vacuum the floor, or to sit and type a whole letter, or to do a major job, that you're not allowed to do. But a slight little thing, to drive home, or to turn on the lights, or something like that you're permitted to do. After Havdolah, after Atachanatah, before Havdolah, Atachanatah. What about before Atachanatah? So that's right on the whole, because if the person made up his mind, he doesn't want to, if he wants to extend Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos, of course it's forbidden to do any malacha, even after Sefer Shabbos. He wants to observe the Sefer Shabbos. But what if he made up his mind, that's it, it's ready now, after Sefer Shabbos, no more to Sefer Shabbos, but he didn't say Atachan Antana yet. He didn't have a marriage yet, or he didn't, he forgot Atachan Antana, whatever. So do you say that he's absolutely forbidden to do malacha until he says Atachan Antana, until he says Atachan Antana, until he says Atachan Antana, did he say no? Once he made up his mind, no more Sefer Shabbos, that's it. So that's the machloekis. When we learn Shabbos, in the end of Sefer Shabbos, you can't find a machloekis and we share him about that. Can't be a dim and a favor. The Shalom of the Rabbanim could be that there is a dim of the Rabbanim that up until the time that you make a formal Havdalah, So seven Shabbos is extended by Kocha Shalom. That's the Machlokes in the Shul. Okay. So we're going to take more out of Shaila. Rav Kocha is a Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos on the first white line in the Gemara. I'm the Shabbat Kocha. Hey, I'm the Shabbat Kocha. The Erev tells me, those people are davening early in the summertime. So can they say Kiddush or not? So the Machlok Shema. I'm not going to Shema. Because the name Shema is Pala Arishal Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos is there. Look at the Shabbat Kocha. Yes. That's the Kavat saying, that's the Pesach, that's the Lachat of Shalom HaKloikis, the Dinah 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 Tekir.
But here it doesn't seem that Rav Kusha has held that Lord HaShach is fast. I mean,
the HaKloikis the claim that there was a Shach HaKloikis. What was the Lord HaShach
HaKloikis?
They say that there was only wine in the other end of the city. There was no wine in his house there. Why didn't he buy a bottle of wine?
He's
too poor, I don't know. That's what the Grain and Giver had to think of. There was only wine on the other side. That he went to daven early and make kiddush alayayir, and then he's gonna daven at the lake. The normal time is to say kiddush is gonna be in the middle of the night. So he had a daven over there in order to say kiddush alayayir, and then he's gonna come home at a decent time.
And he didn't say sooner because maybe kiddush alayayir wouldn't help him unless he had
to sooner. Okay, he started in there. He gives some kind of a funny hesitation. The Tosafot does not say like that. Tosafot only says. So the first Shabbos, the Shabbos, that was a big shot of Chas. So the Rav Tzolish, the Shabbos, the Shabbos, it doesn't require a shot of Chas. He wants a minute to say
Kiddush.
No, the Goyim is still that in. The Goyim claim that the only time you're permitted to daven early on because they say that you think it is the tefillah and it's before the zman, it's before Laila, but that's only mutter the shas atzav. Otherwise, it's not right to daven my early. Let's figure out the whole hechitin to what the shas atzav. What's the gemara shaila that we discussed already? So the Rav Soloveitchik said, based on the tshuva from the Nitzvah, it must have mentioned, no, a woman, might have shaila, the woman that shvist an era, the antus, in advance, half an hour before the shkia, then she got a telegram that a relative had died. So she took off her shoes, because she knew that if you don't begin the shiva before Yom Tov, you have to take off the shoes, shachas. If you are not there, shachas, then Yom Tov can't take the shoes. So she observed a little avelis before, and then she realized that she had the shayla because she had already done shlif. She was ready to kabbal Yom Tov. Maybe one through a couple of yom, even though it's not yet shkia, maybe it's like yom too. And you can't observe a mevus in the middle of yom. Maybe it's too much. So she went to have the shiloh of the nitzit. But the nitzit, right, and it's true, because when she's over, he interprets that was, he says maybe that's the Gemara's issue over here. But he can say Kedusha, that's how they're not so rich, because the nitzit doesn't say that. Until, of course, other sources, so it's something different. The Rav Soloveitchik said, based on that discussion, and then it's true, he wanted to relate it to this Gemara. Maybe that was the Nekuda that the Gemara was discussing. The Halacha, so said, the Shabbos, is it only Chal, but it's yet to hit the Malacha, or does it apply to all Mitzvah Sayyam? Is that the Shaila? But the Yainik writes in Chasyantis, let's say, we discussed, what about Lacha Basukah? Can you say this? Welcome, Lacha Basukah, on Erev Sukkot, if you're Davin, Myra is early on Erev Sukkot, and you want to say Kiddush, why not? Why can't you say Kiddush? But the Rabbi says no.
That's what
it says. So like Hamishah said, that's correct. You probably cannot fulfill the Nitzvah of Achil of the Sukkot. Somebody else says, well. But can you say Lashon HaSukkah though? Because Lashon HaSukkah is saying Halamot also. It's saying Halamot Sukkot. So maybe we should say that the Zman of the Sefet Yontas, Mevod Yom on Erev Sukkot, should be like Gora from Halamot Sukkot. You can say Lashon HaSukkah. But you want the yait of the mitzvah achilah, the Rambam says no, that you shouldn't say kiddush mevod yom, because we won't allow you to say leish shabbat sukkah. So they go to Rav Chaim S, why can't you say leish shabbat sukkah?
Because at the beginning you have like in the middle of
yom,
it's a different
halayit. Rav Chaim S, why not? It's like Rav Chalavah.
Yeah, you might be judging already. You're not bringing in a new...
If you hold that Tosef is Shabbos and Tosef is Yom Tov is only Chala Gabi Yisem Eloche and it doesn't affect all the other Mitzvot Hayom, so then you understand what the Rambam would say. But if you hold that once in the Kabbal Tosef is Shabbos, the Shabbos will call Dinero. And Yom Tov is Chala Gabi Yoladim, so then what's the Shabbos in the Rambam? That's what some point said, that this is really a big machlekes in the Rishonim. If some Rishonim say that it's only legabi yisum alach and you're not permitted, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of suda at that time, and you say it's just in the beginning of our mitzvah. You cannot be ate in the mitzvah of suda Shabbos if you eat the whole suda and bogey on the Kiddush Shkia. Let's say a person got me early in the summertime, they kiddush, they eat, and he pensions, and the sun is still shining. So these are yet to the mitzvah of suda Shabbos, the bold yom during this manifest. That's the shot. Some Hashem say yes. Another Hashem say no. The Shulchan Aruch says that the time of the time, the time of 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 the time
of the time of the time of the
time of
the time of the time
No, but that's the Minas Tosefes. That's the Minas Tosefes.
Shabbos is
the Minas Tosefes. But also they should thought that that was the pshat in the Gemara is Ibaya. Whether I'm a Kedusha Makas or I'm a Kedusha Makas, the assumption in the Gemara was that Kiddush can only be recited on Shabbos. And this is one of the other mitzvahs of Shabbos, is the mitzvah of Malachah. Then is the mitzvah of Kiddush. Then is the mitzvah of Suda. And the Kama of the Kama mitzvahs. But that was the Gemara topic, and the Gemara came to the conclusion, yes, that you can say Kiddush, you look at the Tavos, and the Dimas like Shmuel, that you can say Kiddush in Bodhiyom. The Hainu was that when you're in the Kavos, the Seth of Shabbos, the Seth of Yantiv, it's Chal, Lechol, Mitzvah Sayyid. Yes.
Yeah. 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 Well, Hanukkah we do that. The Bench Hanukkah, but when I have Shabbos, earlier than we do it, so
it's a different thing, no, the Kavos of Seth is Hanukkah. It's not Kiddush Sayyid for Hanukkah.
But you can't say the Kavos the next day, you make it the next year.
That's a different, no, that's a different.
What about Sviras you have to do?
They're all different.
Yeah,
all different. Hanukkah is a mitzvah, you have to be madlik and there. So if you light in the middle of the day, shraga b'tzir ha-ramaya ani, it's not over there. If you light late in the afternoon, and it's like then it's already beginning to get dark, then it's called a chefta v'nir. So if you make, you create a chefta v'nir, they will be burning. So they are Hanukkah, so that's a mitzvah. Doesn't necessarily prove you are able to fulfill a mitzvah shalila earlier. It doesn't show. Here, Simon, that's the question. That's the big problem. You can't do a timer if the plug, I mean. Don't you
have to go to the mind that was a shot earlier.
So that's the Shulchan Aruch. They quote to the name of Rashi, and one of the Talmidim said that Rashi was also here, and others say that it can't be. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not liking whether Rashi ever said it or not. So tell them, the Pashkis is their son. They have to take that. How many times not yet today? So counting today's like Roman. That's like Pashkis. I change chancellor for next week. I have to chant every day for that day. I'm going to chant El Shem Lord. Here's how Malfi Pashtus doesn't work. Malfi Pashtus, Malfi Samanera does work. But here the Shaila was going to get to all the other mitzvahs. And this is one way to learn the Gemara. But others hold the Feirish not so. The Rambam holds the Feirish a different shot. The Rambam, a lot of Achrayim say, according to the Rambam, to set the Shabbos is neither an obligation nor minatera, nor is it chal minatera. Even if you're most of Mechoel HaLakar, Rambam only quotes the mitzvah of Tosefes on Yom Kippur. Mitzvah of Mechoel HaLakar is on Yom Kippur. Shabbos Yom Kippur doesn't quote. So how do you say Kiddush with both them? Kiddush is a din deraita. Kiddush is a din deraita. How are you able to get Kiddush during this man of Tosefes? And some, Achrein and Rambam, Shabbos and Rambam, you're not mechoel to be most of Mechoel HaLakar. If you were most of them, it's coming out there. That's simple. You look in the Rambam, that's not the answer that the Rambam gives. The Rambam writes because the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be mentioned, or haske Kiddush, the term to mention, the Kiddush of Hayom HaShadus, Somok Lekni Soso Lefoneha Oli Akrela. To mention the Kiddush of Hayom HaShadus around the time that Shabbos is beginning, a few minutes before Shabbos begins, or a few minutes after Shabbos begins. But the Rambam writes, and that's why you go to Kiddush when you say it, after Plag HaMincha, before Shkia, not only because Kabbalah says that the Shabbat is Chal Menatera, and therefore this Shabbat, and therefore you can say Kiddush. No, he says because you can hear the Kiddush, but for now, Samach Mishnusaf, or for now, Echa. The same as Abdova. The Gemara says later, if you want later, you can say... But this is a din of the day, a din of the Yeshusa. So the Rambam understands that it's a Kiddush and Abdullah, it's not to mention that there's a Havdullah ben... To mention that there's a Havdullah ben Kaddish Lachol. To mention that there is a Havdullah ben Kaddish Lachol. That this man is Chol and this man is Kaddish. And then this man is Kaddish and this man is Chol. Beginning of the end. So he says, as long as you mention it, near that time, it's which? Soon before the Shkia, soon after the Shkia. And right about the take of the home time of the Toy Shabbos. that looks like that. By Abdullah, as the Gemara says, if a person is in a rush, they can daven Ma'ariv early on Matzoi Shabbos, he daven Ma'ariv without the Chayan Tonu, and he says Abdullah Lakot. He doesn't say Bar Minim Saman because he still has the Neshama in Seirah. And he doesn't say Bar Mi'ariv Ha'esh because he's not, so the Baruch Hashem showed all the Marishan how to make fire on Matzoi Shabbos. He didn't show him the fire late on Shabbos yesterday. So you leave out those two brachas, but the Abdullah you can't say. You can't say that is the Zman of Matzoi Shabbos. It's not. It's still the Zman of Shabbos. It's before Shkia. Yeah. So the answer to Achliat is... Yes. I'll be fascist. You should say later on, Gordon, you're with Adapoy. Right. The Gemara says in Sachin. The Mikar Adin, you can say, Bari Miyari Ho'esh, and Bari Minit Samim, unrelated to Abdullah, on your way home from the shul. And the third Shabbos, but they call the call, you're going to say, Abdullah Lakos, they may well enhance the bracha of the bar in the other nation, but it didn't come, have them also Lakos, so that's our practice, you say the whole Abdullah Lakos, but it really, if you said Abdullah early, and how to leave out those two bracha, you say them later, I'm not in that, you say them later. So Abdullah, that you say before Yom is clearly, because you say Abdullah, Tanakhli Tiyasai, doesn't have to be Baskam the third Shabbos. If you would have held Abdullah was only a dim the Rabbanon, like many we show him all Kiddush, you might have to find out from Kiddush is their answer, but Abdullah doesn't say the Perish. So some show him hold that Abdullah is only Rabbanon, the Bani Mishma holds like that, and the Rabban quotes like that, that Abdullah is only the Rabbanon. You need to ignore that Kiddush Ayyim, Rashi Chayyab is the Kiddush Ayyim Divisay. That's how Dachmor up on the base, he tends to answer it. If you say Abdullah is only the Rabbanon, so no Kasha, how can you hear to Abdullah? It's still sharp depth in it. They were naked. But the Rambam sheet is, if I raise a kiddush and Abdullah, what can I say? Well, so what do you explain by Abdullah? What's the hazard? You can't explain it away by saying that's how Tzav Shabbos. What's the Mertzoi Shabbos? Late time Shabbos depth in it. So the Rambam is forced him to say that there's not an Abdullah. It's almost like the Tzav Shabbos. It's almost like sometime near there's not a say that the whole moment of Shabbos. You have to make a hevdol, you have to make a declaration that this man is Kodesh and this man is Kodesh, and I have to say. So the Rambam gives the same declaration regarding Kiddush, that's how the Rambam works. So according to the Rambam, you can say that that was the Gemara itself. Not that the Gemara knew the Kodesh was learning like this. A group of Rishonim seems to learn that Kiddush for sure this is given. Kiddush must be recited on Shabbos. You cannot be Yotzei Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara itself is what? Well, what's with this man of Tosef Hashem? Tosef is only Chal Gabi Yitzim Adokha, or is it Chal Gabi Yol and Mitzvah Sayyar? The Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes. Tosef Hashem is Chal Gabi Yol and Dini Hayyar. But the Rambam of Tosef Hashem didn't learn like that. The Rambam could learn like that, but not Dolar. A Dolar the Gemara says, you have to have Dolar the volume. So what's the topic? It's not a topic in the nature of Tosef Hashem.
You know,
he holds there's no mitzvah to be mitzvah by Shabbos, but he doesn't say clearly one way or the other, what if you were mitzvah? He's a chal. So we mentioned this, the chemic called 3 days in Achronim, big Achronim, have a machloikis, if you hold there's many others, some hold that the Rama holds you're not obligated to be mitzvah, Minatar, but if you're not mitzvah, it's certainly chal minatar. I'll just say no, Minatar is, you're not obligated to be mitzvah, even if you're mitzvah, it's not chal, but it is chal midirabbanu, and others say, I'm not chal midirabbanu. The Rambam never said a word about Tosef Shabbos. It's not even Chal Midrash Rabbanu. The Darish Rabbanu, it's not Shabbos. It's still Erev Shabbos. If you're Mekabel Shabbos, there is no such thing as Mekabel Shabbos. Rav Tosef Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, it's not Chal at all. The Rambam should have agreed that nothing was Chal. Yeah, according to the Rambam. That if Gemara says that you're not permitted to do work, that's only if you hold that there's such an imminent Tosef Shabbos. They're right, you hold not stupid. But the Rambam doesn't pass it like that Gemara Rosh Hashanah that says, you only hold from the din of Tosef Shabbos by Yom Kippur. So there is a group of Achronim who say that even if you want a Kabbal Tosef Shabbos, it's not Kal, not Minatar, and not Minatar, and nothing is Kal. Strange.
No, none of it is Sunday. The guy wants the segregation.
Some authorities suggest that to make a hecker, to make a hecker, some people have a thing that they're mahadim to make a roll on the story in Pesach and Tiyah. to show that they're abstaining from eating comments on Pesach was the same as, like by the nose of the Pesach. So the question should be that after the whole experience is over, Jesus Kabbalah is committed to drink wine if he so desires. That's the reason for this too. So the Reshah Rav has an estate on Chumash. And Rashi says, no, the proper thing is to be mahadah to drink wine to demonstrate that he's abstaining from drinking wine the last 30 days of the Shemiz. So that's what he has also about Malacha. Then. Right after Shabbos, the Reshah Rav, his practice was to be mahadah bedavka to do Malacha as soon as he was mafsik, so that the Shabbos would do Malacha to demonstrate that his abstaining from Malacha was the Shemiz. It's an idea. Because Kiddush and Havdalah have to be recited sometime near the beginning and the end of Shabbos. There's no halacha that Kiddush must be recited on Shabbos. No halacha Havdalah must be recited on the first Shabbos. Just like you can say Havdalah a little before the Shkia, the Shabbat Chagor. You can say Havdalah on Shabbos. You can say Kiddush on Shabbos.
And if I now turn around and say that it is Shabbos and all Havdalah, then I have no problem on the Kiddush. But then I have a problem with
Havdalah.
How can I make Havdalah early?
Havdalah, the Magen Mishnah will tell us, well, Havdalah between you and me is only with the Rabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan,
the
Yisrael. That's how the Magen Mishnah holds. The Kiddush with the Raisa was the Pasuk and that called from the day, but there was no Pasuk to Havdalah.
And the one
who holds Abdullah
is an
Isaac,
not the
Rambam. So, but the Rambam has a Kiddush and Abdullah, both of them. So that's why the Rambam was forced into giving his definition. That there's not a Kiddush and Abdullah. Right. Because there's no way. He has to say, you can be right to Kiddush and Abdullah, just like you can be right to Abdullah before the Kiddush and Abdullah. The Rambam writes the same. He said Kiddush Havdalah is also included in Zohar. No, the Hekish Zohar sometimes with Kacho goes by Kiddush. That seems to be that women are mukhayyib in Kiddush. It doesn't say that Havdalah is included in Zohar. The Rambam says like that. The Rambam holds that Kiddush is their right. So there are other Rishonim also hold that Kiddush is their right to based on a different pasuk. The Gemara Shavuos has a pasuk. Lahabdul ben HaKadosh ben HaKol ben HaTom ben HaTor ben HaChayim HaKom ben HaChayim Shalotzi Yochol HaPosuk in Shlimi, right. So Lahabdul ben HaKadosh ben HaKol, that's the Mokka for Havdalah. So the Rambam took that Gemara, Lahabdul, that's the Gemara in Shavuot, Lahabdul ben HaKadosh ben HaKol. So the Magen Mishnah claims that Gemara is only at Machtam and the Rabbanon, that the only thing that's the right is Kiddush. And Havdalah is not the right. So the Rambam holds not, so that deen is the right. But it's not that that's a separate Pasuk. Not that they're separate keys. Kiddush is this person on top of that person. No, the Rambam holds that that's the key to Zilker. And this person can have Zohar included in the same Zohar of Zohar. The Zohar applies equally to Kiddush and Abdullah. That's all right. And then the Zohar Shabbos. The Zohar applies both to Kiddush and Abdullah.
The Rambam is said in the same Kiddush and Abdullah
will be made
early.
He was out of Shabbat. He doesn't write Shabbat.
It's a
virtue. Sounds like it. Could be. So Rambam very often quotes things from the Goyim, and here he does, and here he does not. He says, "Kiri, I thought we were going." You can say that you only like the Kiddush on Shabbos. You say this book was the Gemara of Tosafot. That's a stark time. Why did the Gemara introduce this Shaila? It says Rav told us on Shabbos Shabbos Rav held you allowed to daven Myrav early on Friday afternoon. The Gemara says on that assumption can you say Kiddush or not? You could have played the Shaila without that. But that's what the only guy and brings this diyuk to show against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham has like this. Let's say in the summertime. Let's say a lot of shul has two minyanim. They have the early minyan. They daven Mincha Myrav on Friday afternoon, and the late minyan daven very late. So some person wants to have the best for both worlds. So daven Mincha with the early minyan, fine. They might in the Chayim Alakayish, they'll say Alakun Rana, and the Chazaydi, and then have a list of Baruch and Ogaham. He doesn't want to be Machmir, he doesn't want to take creation over the prophet, because they said Kachav, Machmir, he says, he's in the Rosh, he doesn't want to be in the Baruch. So go home, and he'll say Kiddush, you can say Kiddush in a leaf, in a bench, and go back to shul in that match. So the eat is a bench, is a finish eating before they take a kachav, that's the Machlokes and the Taisus in the beginning of Avit Tzavu. So he won't bench. So he'll be in the middle of his meal, and when he washes, and he says, Kiddush, he has in mind, he's going to walk, the shul is going to come back, and he's going to eat a kazai. Then he comes back. This is the first shiitin mafrein. So the Gemara says, if you're in the middle of a meal, that you have bread, and you have the day, and when you wash, and you said, I'm righty. To walk out in a little, you can do that. So is that acceptable or not? The Magen Avraham says that it's okay. The Magen Avraham writes in Mitzvah Shabbos that you can say Kiddush and eat your meal, and then daven Ma'ariv later. And the Vilna Goyim and the Ma'aser up, because the Vilna Goyim disagreed with Magen Avraham that you can't do that. You have to do it in the proper order, as it appears in the Gemara, the Rav Tovish Al Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. And based on that assumption, if you daven Ma'ariv already, can you say Kiddush and Adi? We'll come to the conclusion yet. But if you didn't, that mattered yet, so we would not allow you to say Kiddush. He doesn't give any hasbara. He just says, that's what we're doing for the Gemara. What's the hesba though? He doesn't give... That's what Rasul Beishik used to say based on the Rambam. The Rambam writes, based on Yerushalmi, that just like he is Chatzir Hashem and Chatzir Hashem and Yantif, so too, the Gemara going to that from Sukkim. It says, Aser Hashem Rakecho, and the other part it says, Aser Tiyalachem. So how do you understand? Are you supposed to eat, drink, and be merry and have a good time in Gashmir Sam Yom Tov? Or are you supposed to daven and learn and do Ruchnius? So the Gemara says that's here and it's cooking. So we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. That you split the Chetzer Hashem and Chetzer Hashem. So this problem is only the Gabi Yom Tov. What about the Gabi Shabbos? The Gabi Shabbos never was as clear. So the Rambam quotes based on Yishalmi that on Shabbos also the Chetzer Hashem. It's in the Chetzer Hashem and Chetzer Hashem. So when the Rambam writes this halacha in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Yom Tov as well, he gives you the whole program of the Chetzer Hashem and Chetzer Hashem. So he says, we daven Ma'ariv that Yechetzel Hashem, and then we eat the Sudeh that Yechetzel Hashem. Then we daven Shachar and Lutzot that Yechetzel Hashem, then we eat the next Sudeh that Yechetzel Hashem. Then we daven Mincha that Yechetzel Hashem, then you have Shalosh Shudas, you hold this on the Shabbos and on Yantos. The Rambam says you need Shalosh Shudas, Shabbos and Yantos, that Yechetzel Hashem. So the Rambam writes that you have to have Shalosh Shudas after Mincha.
Right.
Why? Why do you have to have Shalashudas after Mincha? So then the Shulchan has to say, Rabbi, you're not allowed to have a Suga, you're not ready before Mincha. But others go, that's the Rejiman, no, that's not, he's in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yom, he's not talking about having a Suga. This is felt because of the way he describes, the Chetzel Lashem, the Chetzel Lachem has to be, you have to keep on alternating. You have to have Lashem, Lachem, Lashem, Lachem, Lashem, Lachem. In his language, the Rav kept on saying, and that's here, he said that davening Ma'ariv is the master for the Suga. And davening Shachar is the matter for the second student. Davening Mincha is the matter for the student. Anybody in a matter, it has to be Kaseder Azeh, it has to go in order. The Chetzer Hashem and Chetzer Lachem has to be alternated. So that's...
No,
Friday night. Okay, Friday night. So davening Ma'ariv and mentioning Shusha Tayyayim and Ma'ariv is the Chetzer Hashem, so that leads you to the next stage of the Chetzer Lachem of having the student. But if you're Mishana the Seder first, you want to have Kiddush with Suda Shabbos and have the meal, and then you want to have Ma'ariv later. So that's Magen Avraham says nothing wrong with it, provided you start your meal before now, half an hour before there's a problem, it's not a matter. So that's what the rule is done. So it's not so based on Igmar. Some of that's the head, but then it's a violation of the Chetzer.
A different consideration.
No. We don't pass like the Rambam that they need Shalashudas on the other side. We pass from the Mechaber writes that there's no Dibu Shalashudas on the other, only on Shabbos. Why not? Because Dibu Shalmi is the first like that. There's only Shalmi Maitre Shemi. He does that. It says there on there. Pesach, when you have the deal of deal, you have to get rid of all of the ISIS. So it says, how much food do you leave over? So Rishon says, the fish. For Shabbat, you leave over Mazda Shalitun. For Kriyan, you leave over Mazda Shalitun. So Rishon is the fish, it's not Shalitun on Shabbat against the Rama. The Rama claims that you need Shalitun on Yom Kippur. So on Rosh Hashanah, there's only, if there is a deal of Chesel Hashem, Chesel Hashem, if that applies to Rosh Hashanah, that's the question. So you just have a Laila, once by Laila, once by Yom, you don't have food time. Shabbat is Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat. Then for sure you need Shalitun. So then what do you do?
Make a walk.
No, but he says, the Rosh Hashanah had the practice that he bathed in Mincha, they thought he used to bathe in Mincha before he went home to eat the Suda of Rosh Hashanah, because he was kosher, the Suda of Rosh Hashanah is like a Suda of Dola. So you're not permitted to eat a Suda of Dola before Mincha, even if it's in the Zman of Mincha Dola. But this would be a violation of the system that the Rambam seems to write about the Chesh HaHashanah. So these are the various interpretations of the Gemara Sophic. Here the Gemara Sophic was the way of Salvechik Rambam, some of them seem to finish the Rambam like that. Whether you say Kiddush or not, and Bod Yom, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that yes, the one way to learn is whether Tosefes Shabbos is only Chal v'Negeta Malacha, or it's Chal v'Negeta all Mitzvah Sayyam. Then the Gemara came to the conclusion, yes, it's Chal v'Negeta all the Mitzvah Sayyam. Yes, but not all the Rishonim agreed to that. So the Rambam learned a totally different Shabbos. Gemara's Ibai was not a Sophic in Hilchos Tosefes Shabbos, a Sophic in the Zman of Kiddush. Are you only up to Kiddush if you say on Shabbos? So Shabbat didn't begin yet, or should you say no, you can be able to Kiddush Samach Mitzvah or Samach Mitzvah. The Gabbai's Gemara's conclusion, yes, you may say Kiddush, because you can say Kiddush with Bod Yom. And then there's yet a third way, another way to learn Shabbat, we mentioned already. There's another way to learn Shabbat in the Gemara. Maybe the two things are given. So Sefer Shabbat is called B'negei Yisumi to Moloche, and not B'negei to Shabbat to Sayyid. So let's say the Sefer Yom Tov. Mitzvah Simcha did not begin yet. So the woman took off her shoes, was taka yotzi aveiro. But Simchat Yantav didn't begin, only Yitzvah Malacha began. Simchat Yantav didn't begin. And you couldn't say Leishav Atzukah, the Ramot says, because the Mitzvah Yishiv Atzukah didn't begin yet. None of the Mitzvahs Hayyam began. And you wouldn't be able to be able to the Mitzvah through the Shabbat with Yantav, because Kibbutz Yonim doesn't begin either. None of the Mitzvahs Hayyam began. Only the Mitzvah Kiddush. So what is the topic by Kiddush? If only Malacha begins and all the other mitzvahs don't begin, what's the topic by Kiddush? But that group was itself, do you treat Kiddush like Shabbos and Sayyid? Or should you say, no, that Kiddush is a function of Yitzhak Malacha? What do you mean a function of Yitzhak Malacha? We pointed out that Rambam has a Lashon, in the end, of the Shabbos, that Shabbos and Malacha on Shabbos is not enough with the person abstaining from doing Malacha. Yes, abstain in such a way that it should be what the Rambam calls a Shabbos and Nikeris. You should abstain in a way that it should be Nikah that is Lashem Shabbos. How do you make it Nikah? He said, you do Malacha right after Shabbos. Yeah. That's what he mentioned this. I do Malacha right after. But so that's perhaps what the Gemara understood as the nature of the Nisra of Kiddush. I would be clear that today is a Yom Kiddush, and it's also about the Yom Malacha, and that's why I'm abstaining from Malacha. So if I said so, my reciting of the Kiddush accomplishes that my Shlita and the Malacha is a Shlita and a Keres, which ain't the Nisra Tanya. So perhaps that was the Gemara's subject. So how you always said, so Sefer Shabbos only chal v'negeta to Malacha, not v'negeta to Shabbos, and maybe you cannot recite Kiddush, or maybe no, maybe Kiddush is a function of Yisra Malacha, and Yisra Malacha was called during his month of Sefer, and therefore it's the top of his month to say Kiddush. The month says yes, that you can say Kiddush during his month of Sefer. That's what we pointed out. That there are Rishonim who hold explicitly that the Hekish on the Achot on the day, Kosh Yeshna v'Shoshoma, Yeshna v'Zachar, the Rabbi the Talmud's opinion is that the Hekish only applies, it only links together Yitzhak Malacha with Kiddush. It doesn't mean that all Mitzvot Hayayim are one big package deal. The mission is Chai Bachasen, Chai Bekulam. No. It only goes on the Yitzhak Malacha being connected with Kiddush. And the Ranim of Sefer Shabbos disagrees with Rabbi the Talmud. He says, no, by Shalosh Shudit. They both said the same thing that women are Mekuyim and Shalosh Shudit. But they argue what's the reason why. Because Rabbi the Talmud submit on the Shalosh Shudit because I can hide the Yitzhak Malacha. And the Ram says, what is the Rabbinah time after to come on to Lutam? About an idea of time left. Like, I have to tell you, it's very simple. Kol she'eshna misham yeshna mizoch. So obviously the Rabbinah time thinks that Kol she'eshna misham yeshna mizoch is a very restricted Hekish. It only means that there's a relationship between Kiddush and Yisra Malacha. It doesn't mean that all Mitzvah Sayyayim is one big Kiddushah Sayyayim. Either you have it or you don't have it. But the Ram held like that. That all the Mitzvah Sayyayim go together. And the Rabbeinu Tam held Nasser, so Chai comes to Rabbeinu Tam. That's exactly what the Gemara was saying. That there's a special connection, a special relationship between Shvita and the Malacha and Kiddush. That the Kiddush is to accomplish, that it should be a Shvita and a Keres.
out of the kinder system that's by Native Game Kickoff. What would that be, the system of the Sakha of the Rambam? That's the place of the Yomtiv, by Kickoff, and by Zombie, the instrument of it, but not the rest of it. All the other business are just of the time.
That's a shaila, that's a shaila. When the Rambam holds that Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no Torah Shabbos, only Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So the Magid Mishnah understood the Rambam as having said that on Yom Kippur, the Mitzvah of Torah Shabbos is only for the Inuyim and not for the Melacha. Because if it's for the Melacha, it's a Manashtani Yom Kippur for Shabbos and Yom Tov. But that's how the Magid Mishnah understood. Rav Tzalei, she thought that that was Loi Nikam Le'ayom. He said that once the Rambam says that the Eitho Sefer, he understood that it's one package, like the Ran in here, and so he thought there's one package, that one thing might be Mechayel HaMechayel, he says Kalagabi everything. He couldn't visualize such a thing that was said that Kalagabi something is not the Gabi everything.
What Mishmael Rambam says the opposite of what you said just before, because he would say that all the other mitzvahs they have applied, but the
Mishmael
Rambam does not apply.
Yom Kippur, yeah. A special project. Okay. That's how he understood the Rambam, by Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Nothing on. Whatever it is, that was not going to talk about. That if a person davened Myrick early on Friday afternoon, he can say Kiddush off, and the man who says Kiddush after Kiddush off, and he can begin the student. The Shaila is, can he finish the whole student and bench before Shkida? But that was the Machloikis and the Taisis in the first half and August. And the Shulchan Aruch, and once again, say that the proper thing is to be machmet and mahader to have a kezayis of bread after the Taisa Kachol. To make sure that you had the Hanbada Shah.
What happened
next day? No, but you have to have one suit of Balai, and the two suit of Balai. If it had the Shalshut, if it had the person didn't have a suit of Balai, so then, you should have all the three Suddhas by you. And the Hatzilah, the proper thing is that one Suddha by you, two Suddhas by you. No. Me Kiddush will welcome Suddha, but you're not yet to the Suddha yet. That's just the beginning of the Suddha. If you're yet to the Suddha, you're going to have to continue reading later.
The main question I'm asking is if Suddha can be done after Shabbos part of it. But
you should have
also
why are you making that? Well, Marcus, that's not. If you knock in one spot, not in all of it. Why you can run that? Let's say Kiddush will knock on Suda. There's one way to say Suda Shabbos if he has wine. The pastor says no. The first two Suda, for sure you have that pot. You have that bread. And nonetheless, the Machabi quotes the Sheikh of Sargainen. That's for the purpose of Kiddush and Malkum Suda. It's sufficient that you have another cup of wine. I take Kiddush and I drink another review of wine. I have some cake. You have to have the Suda Shabbos with cake. You have to have Suda Shabbos. You have to have a Kezayis, a Yosin Kezayis, a Tash. Different opinions of Shabbos. Some hold Yosin Kezayis. So it's a soup of water. You have to have Yosin Kezayis. But you're not going to see the Shabbos with Suda Shabbos about having cake or about having wine. But nonetheless, you go to hold that Kiddush and Malkum Suda. It is sufficient for that. So it's Nitan Lahyomer, so I have to say over here, you're Yerti Kiddush. In order to be Yerti Kiddush, you have to have a Malkum Suda, you have to start the Nitan, but you're not Yerti the Suda with that. So the Yerti Suda Shabbos, you have to have a Suda Balayla. How is the Kiddush Malkum Suda? They're unrelated. Kiddush Malkum Suda doesn't mean the Suda with which you're Yerti Suda Shabbos. It's a different deal of Suda, just like you go to hold the Kiddush like that. There, not everybody agrees. There's only Goy in the Paschus like the Rosh. That Kiddush will not be Suda has to be the Suda with which you Yerti Suda Shabbos. The Suda Shabbos has to be related to the Kiddush. That's the Machlok, it's a Rishon.
Every Shabbos, the Kiddush in the Shul, we learn. We don't have a Suda, we either see the case, we make letters.
Right, so that's what the Goyim are making. That's the Shul of the Goyim. It's only Goyim, doesn't agree to them. How much cake? No, kezayis of cake. Kezayis of cake. No, there might be fashion that it's not Kiddush Malkum Suda.
Maybe I don't
even allow to drink the wine. Maybe. Maybe. There's a shadow, let's say, by those people don't eat the broth on Pesach. So when they Kiddush, what do I have Kiddush Malkum Suda? Shahako cake. So is that called Kiddush Malkum Suda? So the pashtus says that it's not. So the Moshe Feinstein, so let's say you don't wash, you just have shahako cake. So is that good? The pashtus says that it's no good. That's not Kiddush Malkum Suda. But then it should come out that you're not permitted to drink the wine. That's why Moshe Feinstein has a long children in his first Chelik. We had that Sashverachid, so the Rishonim hold like this, the Rishonim and Goyinim and Achronim and Darachayim and others hold like this, that there's a new concept that I can say Kiddush, to be matami, to eat something even though it's not Kiddush Mokum Suda. Even though it's not Kiddush Mokum Suda, I'm not going to Kiddush, but it's a Kiddush to allow me to eat. Shverachot, that's not the way it's usually assumed in Yeshiva. But what can you do? Of course, there are much different events, and it goes all the way to the Goyinim, say like that. I was with the Rishonim and Achronim all like that.
And you have to make Kiddush again later.
Then you'll have to repeat Kiddush. It won't be like the Kiddush. It'll serve as a Kiddush to be Master Achimah. But it won't be Kiddush. You're going to be, then the Goyim say it'll be like the Kiddush with Mokim Suda. The Mokim Avram says we pass him like the Goyim. Mokim Avram says we pass him like the Goyim. Mokim Avram has the following case. Let's say on Friday night the person doesn't feel well. They just wants to go to sleep. Supposed to say Kiddush. So if the Yezid you didn't eat on Friday night, or someone was in a hospital or whatever, something came up, so then he says Kiddush on Shabbos morning. He says the long Kiddush, but there are both and a ship in Shabbos, and also one. So the whole long Kiddush, Shabbos morning. That's only for the Yezid. No, very clearly it doesn't. Very clearly it doesn't. Anyway, it's actually said already by life. But that's only for the Yezid. The Hatzilah, the proper thing is to say Kiddush. Now, let's say the person doesn't feel well. So he's in a position to say Kiddush, but he won't be able to eat anything. He just wants to go to sleep. So it doesn't say, what is going to say Kiddush? It's going to be a Brachah of Amtov. It's going to be Kiddush of Amtov and Suda. So the Mogad Avam says, if he's not well enough to eat a whole meal, but he is well enough to have a little cake, but to drink another cup of wine, something like that, so there's all enough in Kiddush of Amtov and Suda like the Sheikh said, and then let him go to sleep. So he'll be late to eat Kiddush, but he won't be late to Suda. So I have to have all the three meals tomorrow, like one of them didn't eat the food on Friday night, so it says you should have all the three meals by law. But so if he's not eating all the three meals and he ate nothing on Friday night, some people live in certain parts of the world, so that's if you want to be mocked with to have the food of Dr. Balayla, my better opinion. So you have to be 3 o'clock and then 1 o'clock. That's right. So you'll eat all the three suitors by law. So if you have no bravers and you want to have Kiddush also, so you say the Kiddush by law. But if you have chila, you are able to say Kiddush by law, you just don't want to eat. So the Magen Avraham says, we pass to our lover like the Goyim, that you can say Kiddush and have a little bit of cake and go to sleep, and then eat the three meals by law. And others thought that it's not necessarily correct. This is our Soloveitchik thought also like that. That it's not necessarily like the Magen Avraham. Even though the mini Goyim is that a lot of people say Kiddush on Shabbos morning and have a little bit of cake, and then later on they say on this, then they go home, they won't eat Kiddush again. So after that she thought that that was sure. He thought that we only rely on the Goyim by Yom, not the Leil Shabbos by Yom, because by Yom there's another machlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim, since it's forbidden to eat before Kiddush or not. So the Rambam writes that just like you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush Leil Shabbos, also you're not permitted to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos in the morning. And the Raibit disagrees with the Rambam, and the Raibit and Rabbi Shan hold up that the Yisit eat before Kiddush is only Leil Shabbos. You want to separate between Achilas Kodesh and Achilas Kol. So all the Achilas in the whole week are before Kiddush. And everything you eat, anything Kiddush and Havdolah Layayim, that's Achilas Shalmitzvah. That's Achilas Shalmitzvah. And after Havdolah, that's Achilas Shalmitzvah. So in order to be Muslim in Achilas Shalmitzvah, Achilas Shalmitzvah, he says, you're not allowed to eat anything on Shabbos before Kiddush. But if you already said Kiddush on Friday night, so what do you mean it's also to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning? Why is it also to eat? What's the problem? Everything you eat on Shabbos is sin. It's sin between the Kiddush and Havdalah. The Kiddush in the beginning, Havdalah at the end. The Kiddush on Shabbos morning is Machazach. To be Kiddush is Suda Ala Yayin. But it's not that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like the Rambam. You're not permitted to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning either. The Rav Soloveitchik says, yeah, don't pass my grinder, but it's sort of a serious hashit, it's like a sex thing. You make Kiddush in Shul and you have cake based on a sex thing. Maybe the din is like the rinder that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. So whatever you had, the wine with the cake and everything, it's a garnish, you're just mashing, and then you go home and you should say Kiddush at home and then eat. And I feel things so long like the dinner is like the Rambam that you're not permitted to eat before Kiddush. Maybe the dinner is like the Goyim that does take Kiddush from Mokum Suda. But it's not that we talk to the Hechlet Bevadai like the Shikis HaGoyim. We thought that it was only a theory of Hashikis. So therefore you thought that on Friday night you shouldn't be lying on. Not like the Magen Avraham. that if the person doesn't feel well, to let him say Kiddush and have him take and go to sleep and have the three Siddur Bayom. No, you can't be riding a gun in the Rosh Shabbos, because Mikra Adin would only pass like the gun. Only on Shabbos morning, when there's a Tzirut with the Shittas arises, and you start with the Shittas again. And according to Rav Soloveitchik, the way he understood it, so the proper thing is that those people who make Kiddush and have cake on Shabbos morning, when they go home and eat the meal, they should be eating Kiddush again. It's not a shadow of a bracha about the Kiddush, but it's a bracha about the Kiddush. And on Samoa, this is a you can say the Shomu as many times as you want. So he thought that the making of Kiddush with having the cake is not that we pass in the Hesel is like the Goyim and not the Makabit Kodesh. He thought that his based on a Sirius HaShit was sort of a sex vacuum. So you'll only have the sex vacuum if you're going to repeat the Kiddush again when you have your Suda later. Otherwise the outside will be lying on the Goyim sheet.
That's not like the Makabit.
No, it's a Kesher issue. What's the reason for Kiddush in the morning? Yeah, the Gemara says right. The Gemara says Kiddush is there, right, and that's only Friday. Kiddush Shabbos morning is Zichron in the Derech Lovah. In fact, there's a Shabbat by Derech Yomtzis. Is there a din of Kiddush in the morning? Maybe there's only a din of Kiddush by Laila, not by Yomtzis. That's a Shabbat. What is the Kiddush Shabbos morning? What is it all about? So some hold, the rabbi of the family holds, that it's only for the purpose of being compared to Sud, they're right, to change to the Shabbos, to enhance the
Sud.
He didn't do
it. He came in the middle.
Right, but some hold that. The Rambam says you need Yayin. You need Yayin by all the three Sud. According to the rabbi, it could be that you can have the Yayin in the middle of the Sud in the morning also. It doesn't have to be that before the Sud. Rabbi has been permitted to eat before the Sud. Right, we are not like the Rambam sheet, right. So the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah for Onig Bayom and Onig Balayla. He mentioned it. The Gemara says in talking about Kvod Yom, Odis with Kvod Laila. That let's say if the family enjoys the liver and they only have enough for one meal, so they should have it whichever is the delicacy, they should serve that in the day rather than the night. The Zoya, the Magen Avraham calls the Zoya Faket, the Kvod Laila, Odis with Kvod Yom. But they both agree to one point, the Gemara, which is both agree to one thing, that there are two different chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv Kvod Yom and there's a chiyuv Kvod Laila. That's the thing, you know, the chiyuv, right, is only an issue, which is God. So that's apparently what the Rambam holds. The Gemara, which is there, using the Lashon Kvod Yom, others are talking about Kibbutz. But they seem to be talking about Einig, they're not talking about Kibbutz. Apparently, they're using the Lashon Labdash, because the Pasuk in Yeshaya has the two together. The Kibbutz and the Einig are written together. They seem a foolish from the Zohar and from the Gemara. They just argue which is Zohar, but you see that they're two different Echayim. Apparently, the Rambam understood that just like on Leil Shabbos, you're not permitted to begin eating before you say Kibbutz. The Kibbutz has to show that this is the same, right, the same Shabbos. Well, the same begins on Shabbos morning in this schedule.
For
the whole day. The right, it says, all of Shabbos is one big unit. The Rambam says, you can't say all of Shabbos, because the Gemara said not so, that there's a unit of Yom and a unit of Laila. Well, the unit of Yom is separate, has to begin with Kiddush and end with Havdalah. And all of the meals have to be same as when you sleep. So first the Gemara covers about saying Kiddush and Bagyot. Then the Gemara said, Rabbi Yoshio used to daven Matzvish on the Toy Shabbos B'Shabbos. He held that B'Shabbos HaKadol says, he said, you're committed to daven, to daven Ma'ariv and Bagyot. So that's the Gemara Shaila, what about Havdalah? I'm Havdalah HaKadol, I'm Havdalah HaKadol, you say Havdalah also, as long as that's Toshma, I'm Rabbi Yoshio, the same Mandam as before it's Rabbi Yoshio, now it's Rabbi Yoshio. It's Talad Mishon on the Toy Shabbos B'Shabbos, you have Havdalah HaKadol. Even the earth to have dollar the body almost. So anyone tells him like, he heard from Amar Abati, he heard from Rab Lazar, the name of Rab Chanin, the name of Rab. So you can hear already here. He heard from someone else that there may be some mistakes. So Gemara says, yeah, he just made four little mistakes. It was the wrong person, it was the wrong time, it was the wrong place. That's why the Gemara tells you that Zera said he heard from Abati, heard from Abloza, heard from Achneh, heard from Rak. Next to this post in Shul, the Tzad Amud there, it's Malala, famous Tanar, and Shmuel Rav Yerti, Gitavim, Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. Maite Shabbos, you should know that that's what happened. Good? Yeah. Then the Gemara says, these are, yes. He also,
ooh.
Yeah. See, he says he's not my fellow. So the next Madonna says that it's not exactly accurate. Yotze Ulo Amar, it's not correct. First of all, the Tatamra Abba Velay the Tanam, it's next to a date tree. It wasn't next to a pillow. Secondly, it wasn't a Shmob Rav Yeshi, you have there, it was a Lazar Rav Yeshi, a different time. And it wasn't Friday afternoon, it was Pom Sakir. The Lord shall Shabbat there, Shabbat Hanai, Allah, it was Shalom, the third Shabbat is Shabbat Hanai. So Allah Hanai, it doesn't make a difference. He's got to have Dolly, he doesn't have to repeat how Dolly, if they're not doing it. That's a Shabbat, it's Kiddush Mekadesh Shabbos. The Rambam, he said the Rambam, I think, before he came, that the Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush and Havdalah near the point of the beginning and the end of Shabbos. So you can fulfill that requirement if you say Kiddush before Shabbos begins and if it's Havdalah before Shabbos ends, as long as you make a declaration. You're writing out a new Kiddush. If the purpose of Kiddush is absolutely to be most of Kiddush in the Shabbos, then the Chorah should be on Shabbos. So how can you say Kiddush Mevodya? Or you shouldn't be able to say Kiddush Mevodya? That's not like the Rambam. The Rambam does not say the Rambam says you can use the Kiddush Mevodya, my Ershan. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara Zibai, and that was the conclusion. Yeah, you can say Kiddush Mevodya. Samach Mekinsasa Lefanel. He's arguing that perhaps the mitzvah of the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush should be to be Mekadosh Shabbos. That's the Rambam doesn't say. The Magen Mishneh probably knows that. Because Magen Mishneh has a double dispute with the Rambam. The Rambam writes that all four are their rights. The Kiddush and Havdalah, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kiddush and Havdalah and Yom Tov, the Kiddush and Havdalah and Shabbos, everything with their rights. The Chumash and the Rambam prepare Kafes and Hilchos Shabbos. And the Magid Mishnah disagrees on both. He says, number one, Havdalah is never derived. Only Kiddush, Yuman Dat Kof. And that's Gemara and Shavuot. The Havdalah then Achadish and then Achor, then Achor, then Achor, then Achor, that's only on Smach and the Havdalah. Okay, we're not talking about Havdalah. He's talking about Havdalah the Chula. He's saying, the Tmeh is not talking at all about Havdalah. He says, only on Smach and the Havdalah. And then he says, number two, the Tos is Zohar the Shomar, Deit Norah Shabbat, the Dozen Lon Yontas. So it boils down to one thing is that right, it's only Kiddush on Shabbos. How do you understand that? So that's what the Magen Mishneh is driving at. He quotes to the name of Hashem like that. That's what he's driving at. That only Kiddush on Shabbos is the right. So he understands that Kiddush is for the purpose of being the Kaddish Shabbos. True Shabbos is created, kind of Mishneh made gracious. You don't have to be the Kaddish, but it's a Moshel Ma'adavah Dava, like a core. That the Gemara has in the end of Tumur a mitzvah la'avdisha, machlekes ha'taran. When a b'chor behemoth ha'or is born, so it's Kaddish me'rachim, it's Kaddish by itself, automatically, even if the farmer doesn't say a word. So the Gemara has a machlekes ha'taran, so half of the time it's a Kaddish, you don't have to say anything. It's Kaddish me'eluf, and the Rambam talks with like Rebbe, that it's a mitzvah la'avdisha. So what do you mean a mitzvah la'avdisha? So the Gemara in the beginning of the Dharma Nazar is Mubur Lahedya, that the Mitzvah Lagdisha is not some declaration to declare that the animal is already Kaddish, has already been taken care of. No. You're a Mitzvah Lagdisha, you're a Mekadosh. You make it into a Kaddish with Kedushas Peh. You endow it with an additional level of Kedusha. First of all, Kaddish Me'elov. When you say Harei the Kaddish with Kedushas Chara, I'm not just stating a fact, it has already been this Kaddish. I'm endowing it with the Kedusha. The Gemara calls it a Dabah HaNadur. As opposed to Rav HaHasur. Rav HaHasur means that I am bad at this Kedusha, I am bad at this Kedusha. So it could well be that that's the Pshat in the Magen Mishneh, that just like by Tchor, there's a Mitzvah Lagdishoi, that the Torah prefers that all Kedusha should be created by man. So it's only here, by Shabbos, the Magen Mishneh understands that Havdalah is never Deraisa. What, to be Mavdil, to be Makir, between Kodesh and Chol? Alright, very nice. You know when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends. That's not the Mitzvah Kiddush Havdalah. The Mitzvah of Kiddush, the Magen Mishneh understands the Mitzvah of Kiddush is to endow Shabbos with Kiddushas Hayom. You don't have to endow, because Yosef is Mekadosh and Kiddush HaHazmanim. We already endowed Yosef with the Kiddushas. What do you have to say Kiddush for? Yosef, without our intervention, wouldn't be Kiddush. The Gemara says in the end of Tzokhan, why is it that you say Mekadosh HaShabbos, and Yosef is saying Mekadosh and Kiddush HaHazmanim? The Gemara says because Shabbos is Kriya Mekayimah. Shabbos has a Kedusha, an automatic Kedusha. We have nothing to do with it. They say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekayimah Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't endow Yom Tov with Kedusha. We are the ones who made it such. They say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekayimah Yisrael, they have money. So who the Mekayimah Shabbos is money. That's what the Gemara interprets in the end of Pesachim. But since on Yom Tov, we endowed the Yom Tov with the Kedusha, so there's no need to say Kiddush. The Magen Mishnah says the whole purpose of Kiddush is only to be mavda the Kiddush l'chol. That's only with the Rabbanim. That's like Abdullah. That's only with the Rabbanim. That's not an Indian. That's machta. The halva the Kiddush v'nachol to make a declaration that Atkan l'chol mikan v'erech Shabbos and Atkan Kiddush mikan v'yom l'chol. That's only not machta with the Rabbanim. What is Kiddush deraita? Only on Shabbos. Why to be mighty of Kiddush al Kiddushata like a chor mitzvah like this to endow it with the Kiddush. The Meshech Chochmah has such an idea, Chumash. Speaks about the difference between Kedushas HaMikdosh as opposed to Kedushas Har Sinai. Why is it that by Kedushas Har Sinai says, Shoy Chayoy Volhem Yalavah, or after Matzah was over, the Tehemis with the people were permitted to go on top of Har Sinai, and on the Mokam HaMikdosh, the Raman Pasch was at his teacher Lotti Lover. And one Shlema Melech was Makadis and Mokam HaMikdosh remained with Kedush Yalavah. Why? But Harsina had a much greater level of Kedusha. She says, yeah, he understands. Because Harsina was Kaddish Ne'ela. But that's why the Rebbeinu was Mekadosh Harsina. So that's why the Kedusha was a much stronger Kedusha. No one was permitted to go there. Tafel and Tafel and Yari Yari. But whatever is the Kedusha in Shemaim, then it's not necessarily going to be a lasting Kedusha. If you want it to be a lasting Kedusha, it has to be created for Ayurei Ben Yodam. The people have to endow with the Kedusha. So he says, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have the high level of Kedusha that Harsina has. Because the Kedusha was brought by the Yodam, the top of the Shemaim, the Baruch Hashem didn't make the Kedusha. But on the other hand, because it was the day of Yodam, that's why it's an everlasting Kedusha. Perhaps that's what the... Yeah, so because we participated in the bringing about of the Kedusha, so he says that's why the Kedusha is an everlasting one. But perhaps that's the Indian at core mitzvah like this, and the Indian over here of Kiddush on Shabbat according to the Magid Mishnah, but the question is the Rambam doesn't seem to hold like that. The Rambam seems to hold that Kiddush on Abdullah, the Rambam holds the Feirish. Kiddush on Abdullah, Shabbat is known that everything is there, right? Afi Pashtu, but the Tzid wants to chisel off a little bit. And the Tzid in his commentary on the Shulta says, the Rambam never said explicitly that Abdullah Yom Tov is right. But the Rambam says that Kiddush and Abdullah and Shabbat. Included in Zohar. He says that Kiddush and Yom Tov is right because Afi and Shabbat is Hashem. Yom Tov is also called Nevachat Hashem, also Shabbat. So the Pashat Shabbat is, if the Yom Tov equals Shabbat and Abdullah equals Kiddush, so all four are there, right? The Pashat are all four are there, right? So the Pashat Shabbat, the Rambam holds that the Gedder Adina, Kiddush and Abdullah, has nothing to do with endowing Shabbat with Kiddush. So he says the same Kiddush, Shabbat, Yom Tov, Abdullah, Kiddush, all the same thing. So the Rambam seems to hold that it's only an Indian of Abdullah, but that's why the Rambam isn't bothered with your Kashi. You had a time there. What are you talking about? How can you say Kiddush with both Yom? And say that the Kiddush is not Mekadosh Shabbos. Isn't Kiddush supposed to be Mekadosh Shabbos? There's the Magen Mishnah holds like that. They're going to the Magen Mishnah and Akhenami. He probably writes Shabbat more on the assumption that he cannot be able to Kiddush with both Yom without being Mekabel for Shabbat Shabbos. But the Rambam Mishita also holds that Kiddush and Yom is also there, right? He holds that together with Kiddush is not to endow the day with the Kiddushah Sayyam. So you can say that. You can say Kiddush with both Yom also. Before Shabbos, you did it. You can hear it to Kiddush. A different sheet than what the Gedra on Mitzvah of Kiddush is. I don't know about that. I don't know. That's not the same. The same Russian Gemara. Yeah, the same signal in the Gemara. I don't know what the Hezbollah would be though. I don't know. The only Goyen isn't quoted as making any comment on that. Maybe because there was no Magen Avraham. The Goyen's only quoted commenting on the Magen Avraham. He disagreed. I don't know. That would be that's a different answer. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what Lipa just pointed out, right? He said the postman. And a Pesach Pshat is the same signal as on Erev Shabbos. So if you're going to be Medayik by Erev Shabbos, perhaps you have to be Medayik on late on Shabbos afternoon also. The only time we would allow you, B'Shash Atzkach, to say Habdolah, Mevod Yom, is if you first said Atzachan Atzor. I don't know what the Hezbo would be for that. On Friday night, we gave our Stikala also. So Shabbos would have to give some different Hezbo.
Because Abdullah is official break in Shabbos.
No, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. If the Gemara, the Tosh of Shabbos is that you can dive in Atachanatana. Is Abdullah? What's right to Atachanatana? Abdullah Lakos. Some you have to add on a little bit. What could a Chacham in Misakin over here to say Abdullah twice? Abdullah the Tefillah and Abdullah Alakot. What is added on? You do the same mitzvah twice. But the Gemara still has room to clarify Abdullah ala kos. Why? Like he explained, Abdullah ala kos is a different purpose, to be mavdil like Kiddush ala kos, to separate between Achilas Rishuas and Achilas Mitzvah. That Achilas, whatever you eat on Shabbos is Achilas Mitzvah, whatever you eat before and after Shabbos is Achilas Rishuas. So perhaps that was the Gemara's Ibaya. You're going to say Abdullah ala kos, and it's still before Pesach Kehomer. Whatever you're going to eat is still going to be Achilas Mitzvah. It's still going to be Achilas Shabbos. So how can you call this Havdolah Lakos? Havdolah Lakos doesn't just mean Havdolah in an enhanced form as a Bracha Lakos. It's not just to be speak the same as there's a whole different Gerer Adin, Bohar Raya, that the Gemara in the end of Abed Stoff, in the end of Stoff, and has a Machlekes Amaroin, you're not permitted to eat before Havdolah Lakos. Like, you're not permitted to eat before you bench Esther, you're not permitted to eat before you blow Shaver. And what if by mistake you did eat before you bench Esther? So you won't digest it? No, the Mishnah says in Silkin. If a person is sitting and eating in the Silkin, then they bring him a little bit of an Esrei. It says he's mastic in the middle of the night, then he says, and he goes back and he finishes eating. In the foolish, if the person ate, shaked, he made a bit of it, so he made a mistake and he does the Mishnah. In one, the end of Sotin has an Achleikis. Toa, Mavdil, Toa, Mena, Mavdil. What's wrong to say Toa, Mena, Mavdil? That if the person by mistake ate before Abdullah, he loses the Mitzvah of Abdullah. Why should he lose the possibility of saying Abdullah? So obviously the first pshat of the Gemara is that the Isser of eating before Havdol HaLakos is not only the same as the thing not to eat before you bench Shesrik, not to eat before you listen to Kir Shesrik. The definition of Havdol HaLakos is to be Mavdol and Achilus Rishus Achilus Mitzvah. So maybe if Shabbos is over and you already ate through that soul, what will be gained? What will be accomplished for saying Havdol HaLakos? Havdol, you already were your Isser. You daven and you don't daven. Abdullah Bikini is going to say you already did say. So the Mitzvah Abdullah Yom Yerzeh. So what's added on? Abdullah Alakos, Lahav ben Achilas, Mitzvah ben Achilas, the Rishu is, so if you ate already, there's nothing accomplished. At least you're out of Paschen Etzah. You Paschen Yid Natorah, and you're still Mavdeh. But from the fact that there was the other Mandomar, and the Mishnah Berurah brings that Raya, in one place in the Shartim. And the fact, and the Rav gave a whole big shir on this. And the fact, the big Yerzeh shir. Like that was the first Yerzeh shir that I heard before my Bar Mitzvah. So the fact that there's such a sheep in the heart that saw a main on Mavdil, that shows the Feirish, that has done all the customs for a different purpose to be Mavdil, then Achilas Mitzvah Achilas Mishut. So that's why there is a Makam, like you said, there is room to argue the point and say that even though you can daven Ma'ariv and Bodyon and say, Atoch Anon Tanim, Yet Havdolah, but Havdolah Lakos doesn't make sense then, because you still have time now to continue eating Achilas Mitzvah. How can you make Havdolah and Achilas Mitzvah Achilas Mishut? And nonetheless, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you can't. Because you can't be eight Abdullah. Obviously on the assumption you're not going to eat any more. So the guy's going to say Abdullah, and then he's going to charge you.
You see that it's different than Abdullah, Rabbah.
Why is there not a concept of Havdalah and Makom Tzuvim? Yeah. The Sefer HaChinuch asked that question on Parshas Yitro, on the Pasuk of Zachat and Shabbat Lakasha. So he says that people are so stuffed from eating on Shabbat all day Shabbat 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 Shabbat. They can't fit into their clothes, they're so stuffed. So they wouldn't really enjoy Havdalah and Makom Tzuvim. So that's why the Chachamim were mistaken. That's what he says. He, in asking the kasha, the kasha that you asked him at the Sefer HaChinuch, obviously he is working on the assumption like the Goyim Shita, that Kiddush for Makom Tzuvim is a key in the Kiddush. It's not that you need Kiddush Makom Tzuvim to be kaveh the Tzuvim of Shem Tzuvim Shabbos. That's a major machlokes in Rishonim. What's the din of Kiddush Makom Tzuvim? Is it a din of Kiddush or a din of Tzuvim? So the Goyim are of the opinion that Kiddush for Makom Tzuvim is a din of the Kiddush. In order to be considered a fancy kiddush, a chosh v'yayim, you have to have it in conjunction with the suda, but that doesn't have to be the suda Shabbos. They say, kiddush makom suda, you can be yoytze even if you have yayin, even if you have cake, even though you're not yoytze, the suda Shabbos is that. The kiddush makom suda is not for the sake of being kaveh in the suda, the shame suda Shabbos. Now the suda you're going to have later without any kiddush. So the makom suda is to enhance the chshivas of the yayin that should be a fancy kiddush. And the kiddush stands alone, and the suda stands alone. That's the Shita Sagrena. So that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says by Kasha. So why shouldn't you enhance Havdalah? Why don't you make all Malava Malka and then have the Havdalah to make Malava Malka? So he says we'd rather have the Malava Malka later. We just finished all Shittas. We're not having Sefer HaChinuch and didn't want to be in the second. But Rabbi Soloveitchik says that he thought the Ika was the other Shita Sagrena. That Kiddush, there's 2 days in the Shem, the Sefer HaChinuch. The Kiddush will make the Suda is not for the sake of enhancing the Kiddush, but rather to be compared to the Suda and the same Suda Shabbos. That if you say Kiddush before, and you say the same and eventually after, that makes it, that labels the Suda as the Suda Shabbos. So that's why the Iker, that's why he thought the Iker is like the Shittas HaGroah, the Shem HaRosh. That Kiddush will make the Suda has to be the Suda with which you're going to Suda Shabbos. You're not going to Suda Shabbos with cake or with wine. You have to have Daf Kippah, so you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda has to be Daf Kippah. And that's why by Havdalah there's no din of Havdalah the Makom Suda. Havdalah, you don't have to be Kaveh of Suda. Havdalah is just to be Mazdav and Suda, it's been Achilles Shal Mitzvah, Achilles the Rishuz. What do you have to have a Makom Suda? You see, that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. I remember years ago when he used to send the right side shiur, he used to start off with a whole bunch of kashas. Then he would chazer over the kashas, make sure that everybody understood it. The ask the kashas, take the kashas, then he would give a yisrael, and then he would show the way all the kashas disappear. But remember once he was pointing out, how come Kiddush and Havdalah, each one has a chumra and a kumra? How come Kiddush, you can only say with yayin, chamar medina, many of the shalom holds is no good, chamar meko, but what does chamar medina is no good, and Havdalah, take the same issue in the Gemara, chamar medina is good. And how come, so that's a chumra that Kiddush has. And how come Kiddush needs the makom suda, and Havdalah doesn't need the makom suda, so hold this discussion. So this was a big terrorist. And how come on the other hand you have a kula that Kiddush can say on par and Havdalah cannot say on par? How come? So he said that's the terrorist to all these kashas. This is one day in Rishon. That's the terrorist. The Kiddush is for the purpose of being kaveh the suda l'shem suda Shabbos. There are two things that are called achilah d'kviyas, apas and yayin. So that's what chamar medina is not. And other things also not. Pas and yayin are called achilah d'kviyas. Hashenika Havdalah. Havdalah is not for the purpose of being kaveh anything, the shame, anything, to be kaveh to the kaveh, so you don't need Havdalah from Makom Suda. Havdalah is a bracha lakos, a bracha lakos, it's chamar medina, it's also called a kos. Havdalah should be yayin and mishatav sak, chamar medina is also good.
If you say it's made Kiddush and Pas, is it much better than the real Suda?
Right, clearly, right.
Really? Yeah. How about Kiddush in the morning?
Kiddush in the morning says Mishol, you can't say Pas. For different reasons. The Chabad goes to Russia, different reasons. It won't be Niker, right? What are you going to say? You're going to say, the Shomer, it's not market. You're going to say, that's going to say, I'm going to be left in the house. That's how you start off breakfast every day. You say, I'm going to eat a sandwich. So it's not Niker. So you have no braver. Then the Chabad goes to Russia, you have no braver. You have to make Kiddush Shabbos morning on Yayin. You have no braver. You can't make Alapan.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all about consumers. That's why the Omar might be done with soy shabbos. But
that was how dull
it is. We're not going to make Havdol in the sugar.
No, it's chat about wine. Yeah. That drinking wine which was okay. Right. The Mishnah Berurah quotes one day and we shine in that wine, if you drink it, is the wine that's called a Dabash of Vyas. And Achilas Kevin is not the Mishnah Berurah has that chidush. That you're not, that you should be mahadah to say Havdalah, if you say Havdalah wine, it's mahadah to drink the wine in the sukkah because of the chashash that come and shine and hold. That that yain is still good. Where did they get it from? Because the Gemara says only achilas keva needs to achilas arayinah. So the chayr is some drinking. How does that call the achilas keva? Achilas keva. The Gemara says it's getting to be kebetza. More than kebetza bread. But then there's another Gemara in the end of the second parashah sukkah. But the Gemara says kol shivit me'ah sukkah. Oichel v'sukkah, the shoyse v'sukkah, the yoshin v'sukkah, the tal v'sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah, what do you mean, shoyse v'sukkah? Shoyse, you can't, shtiyah is never shtiyah. They quote that before, I think, some of the Rishonim come back to the time of that sometimes shtiyah is called the Maitre Shafi'i to be drinking wine. But the Gemara says that Pasen Yayin, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Pasen Yayin are the two things that are considered the Achila v'sukkah. So that's the Chumash. So the Mishnah Berurah himself is a different answer on that kasha. How can it say in the Gemara, Oichel b'sukkah, v'shoyse b'sukkah? Why shoyse? Shtiyah is always aroi. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, shtiyah is aroi if you drink a cup of tea. But what if I'm in the middle of a meal? This is not lachal ha'maisa. What if I'm in the middle of a meal, and I'd like a hot drink of tea? So I go into the house, where the kettle is on the burner, and I want to drink a cup of tea in the middle of the meal, and then go back to finish eating in the sukkah. So he says, there are chassidim anshei ma'aseh who don't drink water chutz l'sukkah, but the Mishnah says that's only a chumrah. That the Tanoim wouldn't drink water chutz l'sukkah. But in this case, he says it's a bit of a favor. He says, if you're in the middle of a meal, whatever you drink in the middle of the meal, so he says, that's what's happening tomorrow. Echol b'sukkah, the shayt of the sukkah, such as shtiyah, that's the cheres of the achila, that's the achila's keva, then he says he needs to. And he says, the other way, some Rishonim said that's the Mishnah Berurah Shtikul Tzayin. So he quotes, some Rishonim want to say, that sometimes there is a Shtiyah, this Me'asma, that constitutes the Dovish of Kaviyah Zayin, as a drinker of the Yis of Wara. But that's the Chumet, the Nek Havdola, in the Sukkah is based on that one day a Ritvah that he quotes. If you don't drink, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he means that you should eat and leave.
That's the difference. Yeah, there are more quotes that some Rishonim thoughts come like that to say anything more. One time of hope, you want to believe the bench and not that you had Kibet Sviya. Kibet Sviya means you had, you ate and you drank. And if you didn't drink any water or anything, you just had a sandwich dry. You didn't drink anything. So there's one opinion in the Gemara, in the Tanaim, in the Shulchan Aruch, that you only have to bench with the Rabbanim. That is, the Rabbanim says, let's say, three people ate together and they're benching the women. And one of them had to eat and to drink, and the others only had to eat, they didn't have to drink. So the Rabbanim says, the one who had to eat and to drink should bench with the women, because according to some Tanaim, and Mishonim, he's mechuyav to bench with another, and the others are not. That's one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. No, there's another thing, whenever there's a chiyav sinfer, let's say on Yom Tov, or by a Bris Milah, or by a Chasana, many Rishonim say, in Shulchan Aruch they say, you have to have wine. If you don't have Yayin, so you're not Yayin to the Mitzvah, but to buy a Bris. So whether you have to have a fleshy Bris, and make a Bris also good, that's a Machlokes, and Morgan Avraham quotes in the Shalom Kodesh, and Machlokes is Rabbein. He has an Afkemina, and on Friday he says, on Erev Shabbos, on Yom Tov, you're not supposed to have a fleshy Bris to this. That's a takeaway from great Shabbat. You have a fleshy food there. We have fleshy food every day. But Friday, Chachinawa, you don't have fleshy on Shabbat. But if you want to eat the middle of the week, you shouldn't eat on Friday fleshy. But what happens if there's a food that's moved to you? You have no bravery. You have to eat fleshy. You have to. But what if you have a quiz on Friday morning? Do you have to have fleshy? Or no? So the Shalom writes that it was a machlokes among his rabbis. So they used to give a place, you always get places for ribs, even on Fridays. So one of the rabbis used to eat by the sugar, but he held him a place to have places. So the mother missed it, it's not a pigina. And so Shabbos, and his other rabbi held him, you only have to have the iron. That's why you have to have. Why is that the only thing? Purim on Friday.
Torah non-travel. Mm-hmm. Even Mitzvah Hatzos. Even Mitzvah Hatzos also not travel. No, on Purim, yeah, okay. No, but the Shabbat is on Purim. So the Rambam writes that on Purim the Suda has to consist of both of the Yayim. And some also have no care. Let's say Pesach falls out on Friday. Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Part of the Mitzvah of Suda.
All day.
No, so you have the food in the morning.
Yeah,
the food in the morning. But the shahid, but the truth is, if you can get away with milchik, so then the shalat goes into your brain that you shouldn't have milchik. So yayin, you just have to ask. Whenever there's a food, show to you. The only like, what about clothes? All those who want to participate in this, whoever doesn't have yayin, the point is not whoever doesn't have flesh, are not yayin, say, in the suda. And some are going to say, have to not give the tzad to aim, chicken is not enough. So that's what I mentioned, that's what the Gerer read, that the Dibri Yen is what's been, the one before the law, Dibri Yen. So he quotes it. Okay, let's see.
Yes.
When I shot this morning.
Yes,
so the Magen Avraham says that we passed him like the garden that you were yet to Kiddush in earlier. And you go to the Suda. Now I'm related to the Kiddush, and you go to the Kiddush, I'm related to the Suda. And after an ancient thought, and we don't really pass him like the Ben. I have a minigis like that. He said he doesn't think the minigis like that. He thought the minigis is a seal of a seal of a sheet of sex maker, in which case you would have to repeat the Kiddush way. You should say all the bugs are gone away.
In Abdullah that you make, in Abdullah that you make on course, and Abdullah you make it successful, you see that the Chiddush, the Gabba, the Chanukah comes out once you shop it. That the Shalom, that you write Chanukah first, you make Abdullah first, so you see that. So you see there that the Abdullah that you make on a course is different than the Abdullah. So what's the Shalom in your life? You have to write like Chanukah before you make Abdullah. You made already Abdullah in Yisulah. So you shouldn't be the Shalom, whether you allow to write Chanukah.
That's the Shaila, whether you're permitted to light Abdullah.
This is the Tanakh problem.
So what is that? That it doesn't look right. It doesn't look right that he's doing a malacha before he says Abdullah.
So why shouldn't we look at you? You may not have Abdullah by the Tzilus.
Yeah, but the official farewell of Shabbos Abdullah, so the Tanakh sign it doesn't look right. And the Zohar Gaon, it's a big Taz. And the Zohar Gaon writes, Ayin Taz, the Chol Gaon, the Tzilus. One sentence. Is it wrong? There's a fish of an arch is based on the Ramah's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brach is a call of Kuki and the Akhlinon. And you postpone the Hamdol, look at lady. You're permitted to do the Malach, you already said out of Haram Sama. You're permitted to do the Malach of Havlach of Nevis Khan. They say, Hamdol, you must see. That's what he's wrong. The Ramah is right. And the Tzad says, no, 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 look funny. I can't do the Malach of Havlach of Nevis Khan. He didn't officially say Hamdol yet. Let's see again, we didn't start the Gemara yet. This is Chazor. No, this is Chazor. Okay. So the Mishnah gave again. Mishnah Chazor and Allah gave this man in the Shachris, the Musa, the Mincha, the Meir, everything but Hila, everything. Gives all this money. The Mishnah writes a Lashon, Tila, Sa'er, the Meir, Ein Lo Keva. Break the Gemara, what does the word mean? My Ein Lo Keva. What's the Tirish Hamila? E, Lema. If you should say, Ibo, Imatli, Kulei, Leoya, has no limit all night long. Shachas has his man with some freaking, then Shachas took back near to Luz. And Luz says, Machloik is one time off Jim, then Luz is too late. Mincha also has man. Meir, this Eva Kerat is not his man. After Mincha, up until Shachas, is that when the end of his man Mincha comes, up until the beginning of his man Shachas, all night long that's Eva Kerat. Because the Gemara says, if that's clearly what it means. That's the favorite what it means. The Gemara says, is that all that it means? That's a full way of saying it.
instead of saying Kula Teva, he write it a little better. Kula Teva, Kula Laila, that's a different look. What's that? Kula Teva? The Gemara says, Ela, in addition to that, it certainly is that. That's the context in the Mishnah. This Mishnah gives you all this money, so obviously that's what it means. But the Gemara understood that it must have been written in such a strange way to add another connotation. Another additional meaning. There is a machlokes satanoim, so this Mishnah is taking a sin. So that's what the Mishnah is fasting like Rabbi Shua. There was a machlokes satanoim, and there was a machlokes amoraim out of fasting. Abai holds halacha kidimi hoim achayvo, the rabba halacha kidimi hoim reshus. And how do we fasting? So we fasting reshus. Tana Abonon, the writer tells the whole story. Ma'aseh b'talmid echad, there was once one of the Tanayim, the Gemara says at the end of the whole story, that this was Rav Shimon bar Yochai.
Yeah.
Who's the Gemara? Over here. Also Talmud Rav Shimon bar Yochai, on the third white line, at the very end of the whole story. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai was a young Tana, and when they were older, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, they went to Rabbi Shua, Shibbolot, and Rabbi Shua, and he asked him, what's the story with my rabbi? This is Chayvah Rishut, not the Tzilus Abit Rishut, but Chayvah, what's Allah, Amalei Rishut. So the same Talmud went to Rabbi Amliel, and he asked him, Rabbi Amliel was the chief rabbi, he was the north. And he asked, Amalei Tzilus Abit Rishut, but Amalei Chayvah, he disagreed. Amalei, so Shimon bar Yochai mentions to the Nasi, Rabbi Amliel, but I just asked the other rabbi,
I didn't realize it.
But to me, if they didn't realize that there was so much friction, and Rabbi Gamliel was such a tzakir, and he doesn't allow anybody to disagree with him, so he asked them, couldn't visualize it, but the rabbi down the block there told me to care. But that's all he had to tell.
Learning.
What is it, collecting opinions? It doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter. So yes, what do I do? Rabbi Shua says, Fakir, Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel tells the Talmud of Shimon bar Yochai, wait, we're going to have soon a meeting of all the big rabbis, and we're going to discuss the issue. And we're going to show you. I'll show you who the din is. How do we show? He said the din is like me in that book. And no one has the right to disagree. That's what we want to tell the story. So he tells the Talmud, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, I'm saying, wait, I come to Bale Treitzin Levei Tanedrish. Wait till all the big guns. Wait till all the big... Bale Treitzin means people who fight with shields. The Talmud Chacham are always fighting. Chacham Pesha Seirah. People fight for Shem Shemayim, for Shem Shemayim. They say, wait till all the big guns come. The big guns, literally. The big Bali, the professional Bali Muhammad comes, and we're going to debate it. Kishinichnas of Bali Tracing, so when all the big Tanayim, all the big Tanayim, all the big Tanayim came to the Beit Medrash, Amen HaShel, Bishwal, so you got somebody to ask a question, Yerambeinu, Rabbeinu, what's the din to your Tarish Yishut HaChayizwah? The Rav Gamliel says, I vote Chavah. Does anybody disagree? And no one disagrees. Amalei Rav Gamliel Chavah. Amalei Rav Gamliel Chavah. Mumi Yishan V'Shechayim V'Gam Adeh. Anybody disagree? So no one says, and Rabbi Shua says, no, we all in agreement. Amalei Rabbi Shua laugh. Nobody disagrees, because they're afraid to disagree. He was a tyrant. Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel confronts him and says, but we heard in your name that you do disagree. Allah Mishim Chom, really, Rishut. And it's told to us in your name that you did.
Why do you have Rishut? Why does Rishut have to answer last? And why did you see he was the one...
I think that he looked at him and said, what did he say? He's talking about a
shit.
If someone really wants to know the din, he's not allowed to tell a lie. He's not allowed to talk. But Rav Gamliel didn't want to know what Rabbi Shua's opinion was. He wasn't going to change his opinion. He knew he was just going to make machlokes. Yeah. So he said, yeah, machlokes. Yeah, he said, no, he's just going to have a machlokes. Rav Gamliel wasn't interested in hearing his opinion. And he's not going to discuss his intelligence. He said, I agree with you. He doesn't say... So he said, but we heard that you disagree. Amalei, so Rabbi Amil told Rabbi Yeshua, Yehoshua, called my first name, and we're all the same age. Amal Avad Lecha, Vayyid Bukha, I want you to stand up, and we'll have the man testify, the one who told me
you disagreed with me. What are you telling me a lie? I asked you, what's your opinion? You tell me a lie. Amar Rabbi Shua Raglav, so Rabbi Shua stood up and he said, I surrender. You got me. He said, if the guy would be dead, so I didn't say he heard wrong, he heard wrong, I heard wrong. He made him say, the guy's alive. Okay, he says, El Mom, Yani Chaybuhu Meis, if I would be alive and the other guy would be dead, Yachla Chayl Hakshameis, I tell your brother Meis, it's not true, you never said it, you heard wrong.
Why would he say a lie then?
That's
for sure. Don't want to get involved. It's not going to get anywhere.
He said,
Nachshon Shani Chai B'Huchai, I'm a lie, he's a lie, what I'd be. I know, you're going to get a lot of people can testify. I admit that I disagree with you. What can I do? So the minute apparently was when they had the chief rabbi presiding over a session, booking, learning, whatever, if they would ask someone to stand, so they had to stand until they gave permission to sit. So he asked them to stand, and they didn't understand, and he never gave permission to sit. Rabbi Gamliel continues with the shiur. If anybody's sitting, somebody gave a long shiur and has Rabbi Shua standing there. And it wasn't their heritage, it was obviously to insult him. To treat him like a baby, but he's a nobody, he doesn't count. I'm going to punish him and make him stand because he disagreed with my opinion. Oh, Rabbi Gamliel, Yeshiv the Dairish, he kept on continuing the Shirabi Shoah and Al-Raglo. And the people started to mutter under the desk, they started to whisper to each other, this is not Tarakharis. What right does he have to be without him? I should meet him to call home, till all the people were mourning in the Yamru, the Chutz, the Saturgamon, used to have always, the Manat, the Manat, used to have a Saturgamon. They didn't have a loudspeaker. Instead of Rabbi Gamliel screaming, he should have taken his voice to the left and project your voice without screaming, but they didn't have that then. So the sound of the speaker would whisper into the ears of another person, who would be Thomas Falcon, and he would scream out loud. He would lose his voice. He would do the same. Not really. That's a different Saturgamon. No. So the Saturgamon over here was just say over the Shia. Sometimes the Rosh Hashiva, the Rav, the Rebbe who would say the Shia would say the Kitzur. And then the Saturgamon would give Bari Rashi. Sometimes he would say Parker. And one has a white cotton. But the Saturgamon would make up whatever he wanted. He would take off. Mm-hmm. The Gemara has that some of the Tanaim and Amoraim were so humble that they didn't, when he said over the Shia, they didn't disagree. It wasn't Son of Yael Allah, so he didn't want to make a whole fuss. So the Gemara says over here that the people whispered. That's supposed to be a sign of the distinction of an elder statesman. An older Talmud, a young person, he's 440, he's not allowed to have a mitzvah. A person in Avela, well, let's say in the middle of Shiva, he's not permitted to learn, but if Rabbi Tichum lies, then the Gemara says he's allowed to go to Beit Medrash and say the Shiva. The Gemara says, now in the Galpin, the Gemara cut me, but see, the children died and others, so they went to the Beit Medrash in the middle of Shiva to say the Shiva. But the Gemara says, whereas normally they would have said the Shiva in the mitzvah money, he would say over the Shiva, but that's a sign of Kavod, because he's not supposed to be the Chabad, being enough that it's Rabbi Tichum Lein is a violation of the Dinim above all the laws of the Talmud Torah, but this is a little too much. It must have to say the Shia without a mitzvah. Then he says the Shia himself. So over here, this was part of the cover to the Nasi that he says the Rasha with a mitzvah. So the people told Chutz, that was his name, Chutz, the Talmud Torah, when he told him, Amoy, stop. Stop saying over the Shia. Let Rabbi Gamliel whisper all he wants, and you don't say over this stuff, they have to stop. That they shouldn't keep on having, they shouldn't keep on insulting Rabbi Shua. The Yomar, started the revolution, so he stopped. The Yomar, Chutz, the Saturgamon, stopped saying over the Shia. And then the Tanoi was sitting, and that was the end of the Shia. That was the end. So Rabbi Gamliel stopped, he wasn't going to stop speaking. They stopped saying the Shia. So then they were discussing among themselves, Tommy, and they said, Atamen and Sari ben Eichel, how long can we allow him, Rabbi Gamliel, to be Messiah, to cause aggravation to Rabbi Shua? The Rosh Hashanah Shtakar, last year on Rosh Hashanah Sari, he gave Rabbi Shua a hard time. The Mishnah says, yeah, he had an achlokes, whether he's Rosh Hashanah by day, and his mavazeh, and he demanded that he should appear in front of him, and Rabbi Shua then kippur carrying his case. The Pchoris, the Maisa de Rapsarik Tare. Rapsarik was a Tana who had a Behema, a Bechoyer, and it got a loom, and there was a Shaila, he Baglain, so Rapsarik was a Kohen, Rapsarik a Kohen. So if he believes to say that the loom happened by itself. Because if you made the loom, that you're not allowed to shech the carbon based on the loom that was made the Nezir, only if the loom happened by itself. So the Kohanim are the ones who stand the game. If the Bechoyer gets the loom, because they eat it, put some Mikdosh Bitumen. You don't have to eat the Shabbatari. So Kohanim are not believed to say that it's not that the loom is. If the Shaila wants to do that loom, then it's the Luch of Ne'elov that happened by itself. But that was a Shaila whether there's a Gzeir or Dirabonon that Kohanim are not Bagloit, even on such a wild loom or not. So that was right on Achleikis between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And he was Mubazir Rabbi Yeshua on that occasion. Happened to be Pasma Rabbi Gamliel over there. We passed my Kamalim by the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also. So that's the Mafina means we have just passed my Rabbi Gamliel. But we don't pass my kin that you have a right to be Mubazir the other. You have no right to be, even if you're right, you have no right to be Mubazir the other. And Hakanam is sorry, this is the three strikes in the ground. It's the third time. He was Mubazir Rabbi Yeshua in public, and so we don't pass my Rabbi Gamliel. And we passed the two out of the three, we do pass my Rabbi Gamliel. But they have no right to be Mubazir. So they all decided, so let's go, then Avri. We're going to fire him. What do you mean fire him? Al-Pidin is a Minui. The Rosh HaSanhedrin is Al-Pidin considered an Asli. It's a Din Asli Bianco Loista Or, a special love is a Din Elikim Loista Kal. You're not permitted to curse any guy. Anybody has Smicha. It's called Elikim. Elikim Loista Kal has a double meaning. It has one meaning, you're not permitted to be Megadeth as Hashem, Moshe Kodesh. You're not permitted to curse anybody has Smicha. Nikah Balbain Tel Elohi, it means anybody has to. And then the Rambam writes, the one who curses the Nasi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, is not only a violation of Elohim Leitzakawa, because he has to, it's also a violation of Nasi Be'am Kolei, so that the word Nasi in Chumash means both the Melech and the Rosh HaSanhedrin. But Bidin is a separate meaning in the Gavra. So the people who appointed him have the right to fire him. That's how the Yishalmi says, that's this in Yuma, that's what Allah quotes the Yishalmi, that whoever appoints the Kohen Gadol has the right to fire the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah said that, same thing the Melech, you can speak to a king also. Whoever appoints the Melech, the Sanhedrin, whoever is supposed to appoint the Melech, can fire the Melech, they're a dinim in the Chumash. Let's say the Melech, Asher Nasi Yechto, the Melech does Chilul Shabbos, he brings a special carbon. Soyer Nasi, instead of bringing kids to Siva like anybody else, he brings a special carbon. Or the Kangodal, let's say Mechal Shabbos, the Shergit, he brings a par Kangodal. He doesn't bring a kid to Siva, he brings a special carbon. So what happens? You're saying, yeah, but another Chil Shabbos, he brings a special carbon. Shnayis discussed and Harius discussed the din, the Maram Sudas discussed the din. What the din if he did in the Chil Shabbos when he was a Kohen Gadol, but he didn't realize it until the time he was ready fired. He did the Chil Shabbos when he was a Mela, and then he became Eisenel, they fired him, had the Luhumi Anasius, and now he has the idea Tachet, so which carbon is in this category? A carbon Hezit or a carbon Kohen Gadol? Does it depend on the Shas Tachet? Does it depend on the Shas Yidi or does it depend on both together? Different shukas in the Tanoim and in the Gemara. So you see that place, you point out, you see that there is such a thing, is firing a Kohen Gadol, firing a Mela, and firing the Rosh HaSanhedrin, whoever he's Mishmana the Pei, Mishmana the Pei. Whoever are the ones who appointed him have the right to disappoint him. So an interesting shot. I don't know. If you got a delusion, means it was never Mishmana. I don't know. It's a good chance. So the Gemara says over here that they decided, so let's go, then Avri, we're going to fire him. But that is Shaila left. If we fire him, we have to appoint somebody as the Rosh HaSanhedrin, as an Nasi. Ma, Nukim Leim, whom should we appoint in his place? Look, maybe Rabbi Yeshua should be appointed Rabbi Yeshua as the new Rosh HaSanhedrin. That'll be rubbing it in too much. That'll hurt Rabbi Gamliel too much. He's about Michael. He's about Mukhtis. Because of him that we're firing Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel will be hurt even more. It's interesting. Yeah. They're holding by firing him anyway, so it's good to Michael. Oh, yeah. They don't want to hurt his feelings too much.
Yeah. It's not
really.
You don't have to rub it.
It's not really because he wasn't functioning properly.
And he was right. Yeah.
It could be that because he didn't want to feel that he instigated that Lord Eish has come though.
Could be. Rashi learned they didn't want to hurt his feelings. Rashi learned, Bahamad and Rabbi Gamliel fired today. They didn't want to hurt his feelings. Interesting, Rashi. You could perhaps learn Pshat differently. But that's how Rashi learned, didn't want to hurt his feelings. So they said, look, Rabbi Akiva, maybe we'll find Rabbi Akiva, who was apparently in Roy. But they said, no, Dilma Panishle, maybe Rabbi Gamliel will cause suffering to him. The late late school service. Rabbi Gamliel suspended some Gerim. Rabbi Akiva was the descendant from Gerim. But they said, if you don't have Sus Avet, Rabbi Gamliel is burning angry over here. He was just fired. They're going to get, but they'll find out. so he may be misbalanced to the Baruch Shalom to be managed the new Nazi.
But he was
Magra on the they were afraid to. Ella, the Gemara decided, look, we were going to appoint Magloz and Azariah. Why? The Hu Chacham, he knew how to learn. Hu Ashi, he was rich. Hu Ashi, he was Yezro. And he's the Yichas. What did he go for? Hu Chacham, the Machshel, if anybody would ask any questions in the Parkway. The chief rabbi has to know how to learn. He has to know how to ask him. Magloz and Azariah was rich. Hu Ashi, he's rich. What do you have to be rich to be a chief rabbi for? So in those days, you had to be rich. Why? Because they had to go to Rome. To deal with the government. So you had to have money. Why should the East Lima to look at the Bay Chesa after was on the Polak? If he has to bribe the government, if he has to travel, if he had money to bribe him to travel. Who asked him with the Ezra? They say if it'll if he did it doesn't have to come from the government, they're supposed to give him the cover.
Right.
But if he he can supplement it on his own.
Taking on more prestige if he's rich to go.
Yeah. That's how the Gemara says you appoint a Kangaroo, you appoint a Kangaroo one who is rich. And if he's not wealthy and you appointed him anyway, then again not label the you have to make him rich. The Shachin, Yeridei, and Hilchos Talmud Torah, close to Tash, the Shachin has a Gemara in time, that applies to Rashi HaYeshiva. Rashi HaYeshiva in Tera Bonim, he says, the Mitzvah, HaKoyin HaGadol HaGadol HaShalechov, that he should command the respect of the others, not only by Yechav HaKahanim, that respect for the Kangadol, but by Rabbanim as well. But some Torah has a sugar. By Yechav HaKahanim, yeah, by Yechav HaKahanim. No, the Torah of the Kangaroo is not the Kahanim had Yaisen. The Torah of the Rabbanim is not the Kahanim had Yaisen. Whoever the Torah is over. Right, so that's what the Chassam Sofer talks about that. So Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, so one of the Talmidim asked him, is it permissible for me to take a position in Rabbanim? So Yaisen, Rambam says, he's not allowed to be salad, it's Torah Shabbat Samadol. So the Chassam Sofer writes, the Chel Gerdei writes, you're asking me, I mean, you know quite well that I'm salaried by the community. You know what my answer is going to be, obviously, that it's permissible, but I'll explain why it's permissible. The other alternative thing says, the rabbi is not permitted to ask for a salary. He's not permitted to ask for an increase. But the Balabatim, I'm going to give him even Bal Karchai, even if he refuses it, and he faces it all on the merits. He calls the merits. That's not the end exclusion. So that's part of the exclusion. And even if the rabbi is satisfied with his salary, but everybody's getting an increase, the whole, because of cost of living, so you have to give the rabbi an increase also on his own, based on his dinner, Gablai and Shalecho. That's what the Rambam has a long, in the Yad HaZaka, the Rambam has a little commentary, and in the Pirush HaMishnah, it's on Pirkei Avos, he has it. He's not permitted to use the Torah, Al-Tasim, Karb, and Lachtabur. So the Rambam has a long attack against those Talmid HaChachamim who go around and demand that you have to give me money for my yeshiva because I want to have a kollel. So everybody goes and make their own yeshiva and they say that we demand you have to support us. So the Rambam says that's against our law. And the Baza comes out there and so the first Mishnah, and that Rambam says, how come we don't follow this? We don't follow the Rambam? So he says, they slap us Hashem, they say this Hashem. He says, we have no choice, we have to violate it. But the Sefer says, not exactly so, they're not really in violation of the Rambam. One is in violation of the way the Rambam learns the Gemara. It's Rambam. That's what it doesn't take for others. You have to do it. He says, you're not allowed to demand. Let's say a Talmud in the yeshiva comes to the denial of the yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, and says, I'm God's gift to the world. You have to give me a shiur. You have to give me money. So there's not a lot of demand. But the yeshiva should establish a kollel to support these people. The bacher or the rebbe is not about to say, I'm gewaltig, you have to make me a kollel, you have to give me a rabbanus, and you have to give me a big salary. But the balabatim should understand, or the menahem of the yeshiva should understand on their own, which are the gifts and talents of people, and who are the people whom we need to call Yisrael, and they should make investments for the kollel people, and they should use for the people who need, for the bamer hachah. That's just some sense of shiva. The rabbi needs to go, not allowed to ask. The balabatim needs to go, I'm going to give. Anyway, the Gemara says that he had all three mitzvahs. He knew how to learn, he could talk to all the shaitas, and he was wealthy enough to pay for his expenses as necessary. And he was a miyuchas, he was a kohen. Who was he really? Ezra, he was the 10th generation after Ezra, a kohen. And therefore, what's the significance of being a miyuchas in Israel to solve it? And therefore, for the Motzi punish, Rabban Leo will not be able to, it's a balance of the punish one to punish all those who caused an aggravation. Rabbi Lazar ben Azari would be spared in the Schutz of the Tanayah. Rabbi Akiva not. Rabbi Akiva would not be spared, and he would. Also, so the Talayim came, the Omer Lehen, he said to Rabbi Lazar ben Azari, what do you say? We'd like to appoint you as the chief rabbi, do you accept? The Omer Lehen, Yichalei Lamar, to the heavy race of Sitte, would you agree to be appointed chief rabbi? Omer Lehen, I have to consult with my wife. Eidu Yemrati, she based, he has to consult with his wife. That's what the Mepharshim discussed in Shulchan Aruch.
Why did you have to discuss it?
Right, so that's what the, in Eben Ezer, they quote in the name of the Afloya, that there is a din in the Gemara in Sudas that depending on how difficult the person's work is, that's how much time he has to spend with his wife. So if he doesn't work so hard, then he has to spend more time with his wife. And if he works harder, he spends less time with his wife. What happens if at the time that he got married, he had an easy job and he had to spend every evening, spend a little time with his wife. Then later he decides to switch jobs in the middle of his marriage and he won't have that much time to spend with his wife. Because Gemara says he has to have permission from his wife. So that's what they quote us, right? So we don't have any money. Sort of says, Seth says something, the Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham, the Arab Shabbos once a week, and the Nasi is once a month. So the blood of Nazari, Alki Din, has to ask permission from his wife. Does she agree? Because he's not permitted, when he got married to her, he wasn't a Nasi. So he spent time, he spent more time with his wife, like a chief rabbi, when he's traveling all over the world. He's reading books, he's reading, going to the jail in St. Louis, and then doing everything. He's going to spend time in China, and Japan is going to have to go all over. He won't have that much time with his wife. So that was why he had to ask permission from his wife. Well, he shot the answer why she was a smart person. This is what he said. So his wife, the Bishop of Rath, they thought the children have had, they caused this in the half. I'm stupid. But he said, I'll begin, he had it. Not done. So he said he has to consult. Although he went, he looked at the answer to his wife. I'm like, she called him. Where's your chassid? They're going to fire you. Just like they fire Rabbi, they'll fire you also. Don't take the job. You'll suffer the journey. But she said, don't have a law. They'll fire you just like they fired him. But Omar lost, he said to her, but doesn't it take to be king for a day? What about the covered? Omar lost, people have an expression, the Stamish Inish a person should use, Yom HaChad, even only one day, the cost of the micro, and a very expensive cup that's made from expensive glass, even though it's going to break on the Machalizber. It's better to use it one day rather than just look at it from a distance. So let's go into the cheap rabbinate, we'll be there for a year or two, and then why not? It's fine, it's fine, it wasn't. So she said, apparently he did do it. Apparently he did. Omrelei, so the wife said to him, but you look so young, Leishlochivati, you don't have any white hair. No one will ever accept you as a chief rabbi, you're too young. So that was the time. You didn't have a beard. Actually, the chief rabbi gave it to him. Yeah. So the Gemara says, that day he was only 18 years old. The Yishami has a different version, he was 16 years old. Very young. 16, 18, he was married, yeah. So it's not Ishleinisa, and that's the correct, the Hadrulay, and what happened was, Tamni Srei Dori Chivarta, that's how the Babli says. The 18 rose streaks of white developed in his beard. The Yishami, the Rabbeinu Hanan, or Rabbeinu Nissim, going on the bottom over here, quotes a different version from Yishami, his whole head turned white overnight. The 18 streaks of white developed in his beard. Behind the camera of Lord Mezah, that's what he meant when he said that expression. He didn't say I am 70. I look like I'm 70. So what happened that day? They fired Rabbi Lazar. Tana says in the bright, as I am so cool, the Shema Pesach. They removed the guard, the watchman in front of the base letters. Why? The Islam Rishus will come immediately because they allowed anyone who wants to come in to learn was allowed. Because Shai Rabbi Gamliel, Machlis, Rabbi Gamliel is a chief rabbi, had a policy, called Talmud, Shein, Talkov, Kibaro, Lo Yikonis, Lo Beikon, Medish, Tam, Abok, Alon, Tulon, he didn't allow, until he was breaking him through and through to make sure that he's very much in the Rishu mind. You're not permitted to allow a person who's not metaktik mitzvahs to learn Torah. This talk is in, but the question is how much of an interrogation do you have to give the person? So when we are held that you have to give him the third degree, it has to be Toho Kibaro. It's not enough if he looks, this is clear, they all hold, he has to look. If he comes with unbelief and long hair, and he says, I really want to learn, you don't even have Baro. The only machloket they have was the Toho Kibaro. But Baro that everybody agrees, you have to look like you're Jewish. To look like he's interested in learning. So Rabbi Gamliel's policy was they didn't allow people to come in unless they were invited to. Abu Yaiman, that day, the Brisa said they removed the Shema Pesach, so they allowed anyone in who wanted to learn. And that day alone, he told to come up, stop slowly. Many, many benches were added up. How many benches? There are two versions of what happened. Pliki bo abe yoyse ben yisplei v'avon. One version is chadamar. He says for abe mea safsali. One version is that 400 benches were added on. Somebody told me every bench had more than one student. A few students. Chadamar. The other version claims shiva mea safsali haba. There were 700 benches. So Rabbi Gamliel saw this, that the day he was fired, 2,000 more students in Beit Medrash. He had a chalisha tadat. Chol shedayt in Rabbi Gamliel. Omer, he thought to himself, Dilma has to show them a nice Torah in Israel. I must have done a terrible thing. Look at that. The day before me, they ready 2,000 more students. So he had a dream that night. Abbas and Leitach Helmei, they showed him in his dream, Chatsi, Hivri, White Barrel, Demalion, Kitma, that was full of ashes. In other words, the barrel was there, the outside was there, and it wasn't Tocho Kibar, and the white outside was pure, white, and the inside was full of ashes. There was nothing there. So they showed Rabbi Gamliel in his dream that he was right, that if it's not Tocho Kibaro, if the Teich is Fafuel, that the Teich was Fafuel. The additional 2,000 students didn't mean anything, the Teich was full of ashes, it was no good. The Baro doesn't count.
So they were taking from the Baro also, even though they took away the door, they're showing that they're still redacted on the Baro.
On the back, yeah. On the back, that's all white on the outside. That's all white. But the inside they didn't check.
Right.
But Rabbi Gamliel had a Chalisha Sadat book, there were 2,000 students, they didn't let them learn. They had a dream, they showed him in his dream, that's the punishment. But it wasn't, it was, the talk was terrible. So the Gemara Balayi, and the dream was not true. The emet was that these 2,000 rashi should have been allowed all along. They should have been let into Beit Medrash. He, that dream that he was shown, was just he silly died to the Asulay. He shouldn't have such a chalisa, but it made him happy to get in the dream. But the truth of the matter was that he was wrong, and that's what we passed in the Mishnah, beginning of Pirkei Avos. It says, hey, Mama Shlosh Advarim, Amida Tamir Nafi, it says, the other theorem doesn't say, what does it mean? That there was an ongoing machalik, this is used for generation to generation, but in the Tokhu Kibar or not. So the Mishnah says, that she says, I'm not in the book, Amida Tamir Nafi, let everybody come in. If the Baro is there, if the outside looks clean and pure, you don't have to look for the Tokhu Kibar.
I think that's a little before I'm going to be, right?
Yeah. Like, how can it be by the machalik? So Leitchi pointed out when he was running to the office, he says that the Rambam writes in a few places that when you have a machlokes in Allah, that is Leitchi Tosfos. You have a machlokes in Hashkafa and attitude, so there's no Pesach, we don't have any Pesach Tosfos. So that's why you have these kind of machlokes in, we're ongoing machlokes in Europe also in the different yeshivas. In some yeshivas there would be insistence only on Allah and Tocha Kibara, and others not. I was ready Leitchi Tosfos in the days of Lazar ben Azariah. No, there's never Leitchi Tosfos. Every Chacham does his animation that he thinks is Parsha Zachary Mois, it already repeats again the Yisr of Achilas Dam. But one new expression appears here. The Din of Achilas Dam appears in 10 places in the Talmud, many times. The Gemara Kriyas explains why he needs so many psukim. But the Pasuk Gazan over here in Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Yudzay, Akeh Amayt with an Eitzel Kol Nefesh Mikem Lashlech Avon. What's that? It's Kol Nefesh Mikem. That phrase never appears before. The Rashi quotes from the Gemara Kol Nefesh Mikem that it refers even to the Ktani. The Hazik Zayl Malakhtani. That's the Rashi and Pasuk Yudzay. The Hazik Zayl Malakhtani is the Tosa Lachil Yudzay. Not only by itself, the Shehigiyah Lachilo, a child old enough to understand what's going on, so you can't give him down straight to food. But even by Kotnik Mars, even by Kotnik Shehigiyah, he gave Lachilo a little baby. So what's it in his little baby? So he gave Lachilo, said, no, why do I have to spend so much money to buy blood kosher food? And to wait, to be patient to milk it, and that, to give this and that, what's the difference? The kid is going to give Lachilo anyway. So that's what we learn up in this passage, that a machol is asur, and dam, there's a din, of the Hazik Dara Malakhan. And Mar says there are three psukim with another passage, like two and the third passage. And Mar explains why need all the three psukim. It's really a din of Kala Tarakuda. There are all din, and all din, there's a halacha of also Lachil of the Adar. So I'm trying to make this understanding of Mar. The difference is that it's only by these three dinim, which written in the Chumash here, the Raisa, and by all the other cases, it's only a din of Rabbana, that it's also Lachil of the Adar. Most of the Rishonim hold that it's not so. that the din of batal achilu biyadayim, los achilu biyadayim, applies min ateres to all dinim deraisa. That's the gemara in the end of the Yavam, it's in Peretz Chedesh. But there is a big machlokes in achrayim that's very nogel halacha. What is the getter habin of this halacha of osil is thought to be adam? So the letter of Yehuda's son has a tshuva in the Shiva Tzion where he quotes from the Issa the Hefer, from the Rabbeinu Yoyim, the Issa the Hefer Ha'aruch, that this halacha of osil achilu biyadayim is a branch of the din of chil. Even though the child is not yigil achinov, still there's still a din of chinov. There's one din of chinov by yigil achinov, and there's less of a din of chinov by not yigil achinov. But if you have, let's say, Rachmana L'Shlan, someone has a child who's retarded or deranged, if you have a child who's a cherish right to the tzadik, sitting in the tzadik, so there's a din of chinov, so sometimes he's going to become a goyim. But let's say the kid is in tzadik and he has a disease that the doctor's telling he's going to die before he becomes a goyim. Let's say the child is totally abnormal, he's never going to become a bachelor. So you can't say that there's a din of chinuch over here. So do you say that since there's no din of chinuch, so there's no ether that's supposed to be a guy? So that's what the Yehuda's son has his children, because based on the Rabbeinu Yoyim who writes the Loshen into the Hesed, that this is an aspect of the din of chinuch, so he says by a chot and a shoyfer, the mutal achil of the Yadai. You can give more of a treasure to the Lord. So the son Sefer has his children when he goes to the Shiva Tzion, and he disagrees, and he goes to the Rashbam who writes the Seirish against the Yisrael Hezer. This is mamish, like you found a needle in a haystack. You know how many Rashbams there are on Gemaras? So there's a Rashbam in the middle of Peritani Zokin, apropos to nothing, with one line in the middle of a long paragraph. Usually Rashbams are not so long. So a long paragraph in the Rashbam has 30 lines, and there's one line in the middle where he writes, we all know that it's also Lachid Riyadayim, even a cotton in Seirish, the Shaita, even though he's not going to get anywhere, he's never going to become a Rashbam. So the Chassam Sofer says, well, what are you doing when you have a machlech between the Rashba and the Issa the Hefer? That's not the Rabbeinu Yoyim or the famous Rabbeinu Yoyim. It's one of the Achayim of the Issa Rabbeinu Yoyim. Not Rabbeinu Yoyim of the Rebbe. So the Chassam Sofer says, you have to talk him like the Rashba, but it's also Lachim Bela. So that's why he has the famous children when he discusses Rahman al-Islam, someone has such a child, and he sent him to the government institution to give him trade for food. So the Chassam Sofer claims the Chiddush, he says it's also the blood to be alive, but he says that's not called Safina Levi Yadar. If you send the child to the institution, did you feed the child food, or you give the food in front of the child and tell him to eat, that's called the blood to be alive. Send the child to a Goyish institution and you know that obviously they're going to give him trade for food, so the Chassam Sofer claims that's not called the blood to be alive. Many other Achayim say it's not so. They say, of course it's called after the soul of the Rebbe. It's the Hechleah. They say, what, is he going to fast on Eitzim? What, they're going to give him Vodka and Shifu? Of course they're going to give him Shifu. Of course he's going to eat it. So many disagree with the... It's a big issue. It all starts from this Pasuk in today's Seder. When you learn out from the Pasuk, it didn't arise at least on the Chalas HaSur for sure. But there's such a thing. Vodka was supposed to be there. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.